You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Breaking Bad right now. Jesse Pinkman for life. Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show.
You suck.
On Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Give us a call at 856-31-4500. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you download the app, subscribe to us on iTunes, and find us on Facebook and Twitter. And it's 2014. Bitches.
Merry New Year.
Merry New Year.
You know, I got to say something real quick. On the way here, I stopped at Dunkin' Donuts to get me and Chris a coffee. And the one that I stop at is all white kids working.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you, they're so fucking polite. Kids like they're just really nice. I mean, they're doing their job, but they're extra nice. Like, kids like, after asking me if I wanted a carrier for the coffees, I was like, no, I'm good, man, thanks. He gave me my change back and the coffees and everything, and he's like, all right, man, you have a safe night. Be safe out there. I was like, what? Where's the assholeness of this country that I'm used to, you know? And it's such a change of pace from the Dothead Dunkin' Donuts.
Did you go to the one in Glassboro or did you go to the one in Washington?
No, the one in Township.
I went there this morning to get a coffee.
Yeah.
And the lady at the drive-thru was, I thought she was fucking retarded.
Girl that worked at Burger King? Bye, man.
Like, I gave her my money and she was like, meh.
What?
And then, like, she gave me my coffee, and I was like, thank you. And she's like, nah.
What?
Yeah. I was like, is this girl fucking, like, I felt like I was on, like, a hidden camera. I'm like, say, you fucking retarded?
And you're like, am I being punked?
She was just like, meh.
The girl got fired from Burger King. She works at Dunkin' Donuts now. You're lucky she didn't throw your coffee.
Thank you.
Thank you. Fucking cunt. Yeah, but I mean, like, the dotheads, they don't say shit to you.
Especially if you don't tip them. They get so angry. Yeah, not even for your change.
I have, like, totally different reactions from Dunkin' Donuts.
Really?
There's three Dunkin' Donuts by me that I've, like, I skip around now.
Right.
And each one of them recognize me, and they're always cool, and they're always awesome, and they'll be like, today I went for the first time in, like, 2 months, and they were like, where have you been?
Really?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
They were really upset. They're like, seriously, where have you been?
I don't even get it. Thank you very much, or anything like
that. But I would go every day.
And I go to the same one every morning on the way to work.
And they're not nice to you?
No.
They're always so nice
to you. No, they look miserable. Like, they're, you know, they're pissed off they're not wearing a bomb vest.
Oh, my God. No, I'm completely different.
What are we, Al-Qaeda?
Yes. Y'all A-Rabs to me.
White devil, white devil.
Are you rude to them? Is that why?
Not at all. No, I'm too tired to be rude at that point.
Wow, maybe your tiredness is rude.
I don't even say anything bad when I order. I'm just like, can I get a large coffee, cream, and sugar?
Oh, well, I don't know.
And they're like, yes, pull up. That's all I hear. And I'm like...
Like, I almost didn't go to Dunkin' Donuts this morning.
I use my debit card every day. They would know me. I don't give them, like, change. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't use cash. I just use my check card.
Oh, so you never tip.
Well, I'm. Why would you tip them?
I don't know.
Tip. I mean, it's not like they don't get paid.
Yeah, but the coffee.
It's not
is,
my fault. You don't have high ambitions.
But they're
not
so cheap.
But they're
so.
Not a waiter.
They own the fucking business. Like, they don't get paid. Come on.
They're not waiters. They're not supposed to be tipped.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Drive-through attendants.
Just like assholes that like make your sandwiches at a fucking deli. They have a tip jar now. It's like, stop it with this shit.
What, the tip?
Yeah. What for? What? This is what you. It's not my fault you don't have higher ambitions. Like, you're going to tip you now? Like, go fuck yourself. Like,
I don't
seriously.
Know. I mean...
When you go to, like, McDonald's or Burger King, whatever fast food you like, go through the drive-thru, do you tip them?
No, that's
why
different.
Why not?
They're major,
what's different?
They're a major corporation.
Dunkin' Donuts isn't?
Yeah, but Dunkin' Donuts doesn't have tip cups out, do they?
Yes, they do.
Yes,
they do.
It's and it's sitting right in the fucking
tip.
Drive-thru window. So.
Really?
It says tip cup.
Tip cup.
I've never seen a tip cup.
T-E-E-P.
Tip.
I tip every.
Just a tip.
C-O-P. Tip cup.
I tip every other time I go. So like Monday I'll tip,
right.
And then Tuesday I won't, then Wednesday right. I'll tip.
Well, you're a girl too, so they're probably happy to see your boobs.
They recognize my voice in the drive-thru.
Imagine what that sounds like.
Oh, shut up.
Hey guys, what's up?
Oh, it's Missy.
I'll have a mochaccino.
I'd like to give her the tip.
They thought the very first time you ordered like Al Pacino was at the
bottom. Oh, shut up.
I would like a coffee.
Just the tip?
Yeah, fuck that. I went to Primo Hoagies on Saturday.
Mm-hmm, banging.
Right. It's and for people who aren't from the, you know, tri-state area, it's one of the best sandwich shops you
Hells
can go
yes.
to. And they have a tip jar.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, they even have it on the fucking receipt now. Like, again, I'm using my check card. I never carry cash anymore, ever, because I'm not getting robbed again at work.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, you know, I pay with the check card. They hand me the thing to sign. It says tip, and they're like staring at you. And I'm just like, I'm a fucking tipping.
You should write for what?
Well, that's my point. Like, what am I tipping you for? You didn't bring it to my house. Then I'll tip you.
Of course.
Then I'll tip you. Like, I'll tip the pizza guy, you know, or anyone that delivers, like the gooks. I'll deliver. I mean, I'll give them some money, you know. But
why? Because they drove it to your house?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's an inconvenience for me to go and pick it up. They're dropping it off.
Don't they charge you a delivery fee?
Yeah, but I'll still throw them some money. Like Papa John's will charge like $2 delivery fee. I still give them $4.
Right, which is the right thing to do.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, especially like the weather's bad or something. You don't want to fucking go out and get something.
Think about it like this. Bartenders just make your drink at a bar.
Well, I don't agree with paying tipping the bartenders
and
either.
And even when they grab you a beer.
But
I
that's
mean,
my
come
point.
On,
I think when bartenders make you a drink, like actually make you a drink, you tip them. But if they're popping a fuck, because I have a bottle opener on my keychain, I don't need them. Just hand me the fucking bottle. I mean, when I go to a barbecue and a friend hands me a beer, I'm not going to give him $2, you know? Even if he opens it for me, I'm not going to hand him $2. Like, what kind of shit is that?
But why is it socially...
I just paid a $10 cover to get in here. Now I got to tip you $2 a beer. And isn't that the right etiquette? Isn't it like $2 a beer you tip?
I do $1.
Or $1.
Drink.
Yeah.
I guess if you're just getting a beer for yourself...
Yeah.
You normally just leave a $5. You know?
Yeah.
Beer's $3.25, $3.50, something like
right,
that.
Right.
Leave a $5.
But, well, you're not the first person that I've heard, like, argue about this, about the fact that there's tip jars everywhere nowadays.
Right.
So why is it socially acceptable to tip a bartender but not
somebody
that makes
your bartender coffee? But a bartender lives off tips.
Not only that.
Honestly.
Bartending, a good bartender takes skill.
Yes.
To do that job. I mean, obviously, opening a beer doesn't take
no,
fucking skill,
it
but to make a good drink, it does.
Right.
But,
absolutely.
And also,
to fucking flip burgers at McDonald's? No.
It's not a tipping business.
Tipped.
Yeah, you're not a, like, I understand waiters and waitresses getting tipped. I understand bartenders getting tipped. Like, I get that. I was joking about the bartender thing, but the, you know, like fast food, that doesn't.
Well, they get paid minimum wage, and that's
not my problem. That's not, I didn't tell them to get that job. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I agree, but you don't have to tip.
Well, no, you don't. I know you don't have to, and I don't. My point is why they even have it out. Like, it bothers me that they have it out. It's almost like, and then if you don't do it, I don't know what they're doing with my fucking coffee the next time I show up. Oh, this motherfucker doesn't tip.
The people at the supermarket who bag your groceries have a tougher job than the people who get you a fucking cup of coffee at Dunkin' Donuts.
I've never been to a... supermarket that they bag your groceries still.
Some still do.
Some
they
still
really
do.
Every now and then you'll see a retard bag of your groceries. Puts the kitty litter on top of the eggs.
Do you walk out there and like give the guy
thanks, dude.
Splat. Just throws it in a bag with the eggs.
Thanks, you retard.
Yeah, right.
You give the guy
hi,
that's pushing the carts $1.
Hi, Chris.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
The guy that's in the parking lot getting all the carts, do you ever tip him?
For what?
What the fuck was that?
That was, I put my glasses on the table.
You heard that, right?
Yeah.
Something just happened out there.
What, this?
It wasn't that.
No, it wasn't that.
Something happened downstairs.
Maybe something blew up.
I think somebody drove into my house.
That's, you didn't feel that, Bob?
Yeah, did you hear about that? There's a house. I forgot what state it's in.
I'm scared.
Go check it out.
Go check it out.
No.
What do you mean, no? Just go, we can't fucking stop the show for this. Go check it out.
I'm not checking it out. I'm going to be the first person to die.
No, you won't.
Killer.
Go. Don't worry. If you die, we'll make it. Go.
Mm-mm.
Go. Come on. Go.
No. Shut up.
Stop being a pussy and go.
And let's not forget the disease-spreading whore.
Did you hear about that? There's a house.
Are you fucking serious?
Just fucking go. The door's locked. I locked it. Stop it. Stop it with that shit.
That door handle's about to fucking fall off anyway.
That's a fire hazard. We're at a job right now.
I'm shut up.
You're going to have locked doors.
Who are you, Joe Clark? Get the lock off the door.
They used to call me Crazy Joe, now they call me Batman. Sam's.
Oh my god, that was awesome.
I forget where it was. I'm not sure what it was, but there's a house in the last 30 years, a car's driven into it 11 times.
What?
So every 3 years, on average, a car drives into it.
Why didn't they build a moat around
it? They finally put up barriers.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I don't remember. I heard it somewhere recently when you said that.
I was at a New Year's Eve party on... New Year's Eve. And,
no shit.
Somebody ran into a tree. A car ran into a tree, but I missed
awesome.
It. I heard about it the next day.
That's probably what you heard last night.
Something happened.
Someone
you know?
Probably crashed into your car.
Something happened.
Well, that's why I said go check. What if that's the case? That person probably drove off at this point because you're worried that someone's in his house. She's going to go out the back half of her car's total.
Oh my god, don't say that.
Can I get a push?
It sounded like Coco knocked something down or something.
I love the sound bite.
Did you go downstairs?
No. Did you see her leave? She poked her head out. That was it.
I don't want to die. I'm not ready.
You're not going to die.
Chris is checking
Chris
it out.
Is going to be a man.
Chris, be a man. You're the man. I'm
if
a
I
girl.
Was sitting there, I would just go do it. But I don't feel like making it around you two.
You could have snuck around that side.
Dude, if I hit this table, you're just going to boom, 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 boom.
What?
I hope nothing happened.
I don't know what it is. I'm sure he's not even... He's gonna
you didn't even hear it.
No, I didn't. Because I'm...
Me and Chris heard it. We busy. Stared at each other. What was it? It sounded like something was happening. It sounded like Armageddon.
Wow, you're in for a treat when accomplice. Armageddon hits. What was that?
A zombie,
a zombie accomplice.
She's a retard.
A zombie accomplice, she said.
Oh, no.
And it starts. You didn't even kick off the new year.
I know.
You stupid fucking cunt, you idiot.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Too funny.
Well, I'm glad it was just a chair.
Yeah.
She's got Down syndrome.
You are just over the line of mental retardation.
It sounded scary.
You're dumb.
Shit.
True.
Too funny.
So what were we talking about before the zombie apocalypse?
I don't know. The zombie accomplice? I don't know. I have no idea.
We were talking about tipping.
Tipping.
Yeah.
That's it. Just a tip.
Just a tip. Yeah, you guys don't tip anybody, but...
But the people that work for tips.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because they make like $3 an hour.
Exactly. That's why they deserve tips. They're busting their ass. They should get tips.
But what about the people at Dunkin' Donuts?
I'm a great tipper.
Makes them deserve a tip.
At Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just nice.
I never tip less than 20%, ever.
And
that's on a bad day,
20%. Like, I never tip anybody at Starbucks.
Coffee's cheap.
Yeah.
Fucking two coffees at Dunkin' Donuts is $4.04.
I got...
What am I going to tip them? 96 cents? Go fuck yourself.
I'm yeah, not why not?
No, why for what? Just, but why?
I don't know. Because it's nice.
That's 96 cents I can put towards another expensive fucking coffee that tastes like garbage, by the way.
I got a large iced coffee today, and it was $1.06.
Do you tip your
six.
Garbage people?
What do you mean?
You got
people
a large,
who pick up your trash.
You got a large iced coffee that was $1.06?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, guess what? You obviously, someone
had
has a crush
tits.
On you.
It's
yeah.
always cheap like
it's
that.
It's not. At Dunkin' Donuts.
Not for
yes.
guys.
No, it's not. It's fucking $4 or $3 for just a large iced coffee.
What?
Yeah. It's not $1.06. A fucking large coffee isn't even $1.06. It's $2.02 for this.
Really?
Yeah, and this is cheaper than an iced coffee, even though apparently ice is really expensive at this part of the world.
You just go outside and scoop it up.
Yeah, no shit. I want a snow cone coffee. No, it, I you're
that's
getting
a, why I always tip.
No wonder.
Cheap.
Yeah, no wonder. They're fucking giving you free shit because you're tipping.
Well, look at that.
They're not giving her free shit because she's tipping.
Dude,
they're giving her free shit because she's got big fucking tits.
I think we should kick her out of this.
You guys heard that? Did you hear that?
Get the fuck out!
Is that a dragon?
You're motherfucking fired.
Yeah, that did sound like a fucking dragon.
Is that a dragon?
Whatever the fuck that is was.
No, that
oh, good for you!
What was that?
An inanimate object.
Unbelievable.
All right, so there's the mystery.
Yeah, so anyway, the whole tipping thing, I mean...
Yeah, but I don't tip Starbucks because they're so expensive.
Oh, now see, why
is
wouldn't
that
you tip...
their fault?
Yeah, but why wouldn't you tip Starbucks
their,
then?
Because their prices are expensive. If they want tips, they have to lower their prices. That's how I look at it.
But the people working behind the counter...
Wawa
is
cheaper than Dunkin' Donuts, hands down. It's always been cheaper.
Do they make iced coffee?
Do you tip? Yes, they do.
They do?
Yeah, you go to the thing, like you order the sandwich.
But the Wawa people aren't allowed to accept tips. I tried to tip them before, and they said they're not allowed.
Why don't you tip us? We're dealing with this shit every week.
Yeah, just throw one of your fucking titties on the table. That's good enough.
What about my tip? I didn't say tit. I said I want a tip.
Tits love.
Tits love. That's another one. Tits love over here. We're missing tits love tonight.
Tits love is at, not in the building.
I wanted to talk about that tonight, too. We'll wait till next week.
We'll wait till Michael is here.
Yeah, we'll wait till next week.
Tits love.
Tits love. Tits love.
But yeah, I tip everybody. I try.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That's great. But at the same time, I just think you're wasting your money. Because that shit adds up.
Yeah.
It adds up.
But it's people that I have to deal with on a regular basis.
And I'm not painting any different of a scenario because I see the same people every morning, at least 6 days a week, sometimes all seven. So why am I going to tip them for doing their job?
I don't know.
I don't get tipped. I don't care.
I try to tip the people at the bridge.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some people that do get tipped at my job.
Nobody tips me.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how come he doesn't get? You know how many stinky, smelly motherfuckers he's got to handle? He should get
nobody
tipped.
Nobody gives you anything?
No.
Ever?
No, I don't get tipped.
That's weird.
What's weird about it?
What's weird about it?
At my job, the guy that takes my trash out every day gave me $20 bill for Christmas.
Missy, you don't live in a real world. I just want you to know.
What do you mean?
She's got janitors tipping her.
She's got big tits. That's why.
Fucking unreal.
That's exactly why.
What do you rub ice cubes on your nipples before you leave the house in the morning?
Sitting there, she's like, all right, I need to make some money today.
I'm just big nice
money.
To people.
Big money. No whammy. I can't believe you picked up on that. Oh, shit. No way.
What, that I picked up on the greatest game show ever?
Yeah, I know, right? I was just saying it.
That
dude,
is
no
the
way.
Best
stop.
Show. Is that still on? Is there like a
it's
newer
on the
version
rerun.
Of that?
It's, I don't think so, but there's...
There fucking should be.
There's like reruns and shit, though, all the time.
God damn, that show
game
is
show
awesome.
Channel.
It was so old. And then it like got revamped, and then it was like the new Whammy sucked. Hated the new cartoony Whammies.
Cartoony Whammies.
Yeah, like the ones like were just on the board, and then they made it to where they like run across the screen and shit.
Oh man.
Okay, yeah. I just thought that.
Did you tip your janitor?
I gave him a bottle of wine.
The fuck?
What do you do? Give handies all year?
No,
like, how do you get tips like this shit? It's bullshit.
It's Christmas is the season for giving.
No, I'm not talking about Christmas. Do you regularly tip your janitor?
No.
Well, why not? He's got a tougher job than the people fucking Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, but they get paid well, and they're all in the union.
Fat cunt.
So it matters what they make.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they do a tough job or not. It just matters if they make shitty money, you give them more money.
Well, I mean, isn't that how we're all based upon at the end of the day? About the amount of money we make?
Well, bartenders can make a decent living.
And they do by making tips.
So you shouldn't tip them then. Because they're already making decent money.
But that's why they're making decent money, because technically they make shitty money. Because on the books.
I hear you. But at the same time.
Yeah, but look at that, though. They don't claim their tips.
Your fucking $2.50 tip for the whole night isn't going to make or break them. So you should just stop tipping them.
No. That would be rude.
Of course it would be.
What? They don't make that much more money. It's not like they're working in a hospital making like $60,000-$70,000 a year. They're making like, they're working part-time probably. They probably have more than one job. You know?
Wait, who are we talking about now?
Bartenders.
Yeah, but they're probably working 4 hours a night making $300.
And fucking good for them.
Good for them.
I went to bartending school. I should do that shit.
Yeah, you get tipped for not bartending.
I know, right? Usually the garbage men get tipped. The garbage men are tipping her.
Yeah.
That's great. So I'm saying you don't live in a normal world.
She orders pizza, they deliver, they tip her.
Yeah, I know.
Have a good night.
I can't believe
no,
coffee
really,
is expensive.
It's
That's
on
confusing.
The house.
Fuck you!
Yeah, I don't understand how you pay a dollar for coffee.
$1.06. I went today. It was $1.06.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Maybe it's a promotion or something that's going
maybe.
On.
Yeah,
maybe.
But is it always $1.06 you've been paying?
Yeah.
Then it's no fucking promotion.
But I usually get a small. I usually get a small, but I got a large.
And what does a small
I was
usually
super
run you?
Tired. Like $1.06.
She's on like $1.06 policy. Anything you want, $1.06.
You want a dozen donuts?
$1.06.
Would you like a breakfast sandwich?
Box of 50 munchkins, $1.06.
They are nice. And it's a younger Indian boy.
Of course it is.
And
you little hoe.
And it's three Indian women. They all came to the window today and were like, where have you been? And I was like,
she was a hoe. Like, I'll put you on the brain.
Like, I'm trying not to drink that much coffee. They're like, you get iced coffee. It's barely coffee. And I was like, oh.
I love the smell of babies in the morning.
She's a malignant cunt.
She has great confidence in her pussy.
Oh my God.
You know they're probably sitting there when like she pulls up at the window and she's like, can I get a large coffee, iced coffee, with, what do you get, cream and sugar?
Pumpkin.
She gets a pumpkin.
I want to know exactly what you order and which one you go to, because I'm going there tomorrow.
I want.
And if they charge me more than $1.06, I don't like iced coffee. I'll just open a lid and throw it at them.
just throw it in like a Molotov cocktail.
My God, you guys are evil. It's a large pumpkin ice
cream. Go back to India!
Don't do that to them. They're sweet.
Yeah, they're sweet. They probably have a little camera that you don't see.
Fuck you!
And when she pulls up, they're just like, do they keep you on the fucking speaker for a little while?
Yeah, they talk.
They're jerking off.
You can you imagine beating off to her voice?
He's here.
Double D's is here.
Dunkin' Donut, get it, Dunkin' Donuts.
My God. It's women.
I'd like to dunk in my nuts on her. It's women?
It's three women and a dude.
Oh, well, the dude runs the show in that family.
He's like 17 years old.
Right. Doesn't matter. He's probably a prince or something. Why they move here? They're like princes over where they're from.
I can't believe you pay a dollar for coffee.
I know.
It's bullshit.
I thought Dunkin' Donuts was cheap. That's why I always go there.
Why don't you shove your head up your ass?
I don't know. I think that...
Get off the phone. Get off the phone.
I was trying to see if Dunkin' Donuts has a promotion going on.
All right, look, you fucking piece of shit. Get off
Jesus
the fucking phone. Down and kick you in the cock.
Oh, my God, I hate you.
Get off the phone.
So, for your...
Hang up the phone, motherfucker!
Your New Year's resolution should be to tip more.
Fuck you. Your New Year's resolution should be to live in a real fucking world.
I do live in a real world.
No, you don't. I don't live in a $1.06 world. She goes to the dollar store, gets shit for free.
Yeah. Start wearing hooded sweatshirts everywhere. See if you start getting shit free.
Yeah, exactly. Wear a turtleneck.
My boobs are never on display.
Bullshit. It never happened.
It happened this morning. My boobs aren't.
Wrong.
Oh, you guys.
Total bullshit.
So how are you doing on the showing the tits on the air? How many Twitter followers?
Oh, God, like none. It's never going
to
happen.
Nobody wants to see your tits.
I was having this conversation
with my girl the other day, and she's convinced that even if you did get the number, you chicken out. And I agree totally.
Listen, it is a very far-fetched plan.
Hey, you thought you were going to be a millionaire by now and a rock star as well.
And I live in a reality now.
Yeah, $1.06. $1.06.
It's never going to happen. I'm okay with it.
I said that as soon as you brought it up.
I know.
You should have aimed a little higher.
Marco's like all about it.
Yeah,
I don't want to show my tits.
Marco just cut your fucking numbers in half. You did say 100,000 followers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Marco goes and posts fucking and only like, 49,920 left.
When I saw that, I was like, oh my God, I see got 50,000
That's exactly
followers.
What I thought. I was like, wow. I was like, it's going to be like by February.
I was
she's
like,
going to show her tits.
There's
in the
not 50,000 people in the world who've heard of us. How does she have 50,000
yeah,
followers?
Yeah, exactly.
Her tits
shocked.
Are too big.
I was shocked. I didn't mean to hit that. I had the mouse over it, but I accidentally clicked it.
No, it's not.
That's the first
happen.
I interrupted myself.
No, and it's so funny because, like, my friends and people I work with, they're like, so I see what you're trying to do to get more Twitter followers. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. Marco's doing it. And Marco's like, come on, pimp out the Twitter. And I'm like, I don't want to show my boobs. I'm not pimping
then why,
out it.
Then why would you say it then?
Yeah, because
it was facetiously speaking. I wasn't just...
No need to go there.
Why? I didn't say it like okay, I want 100,000 followers. Marco said, what would it take for you to show your tits? And I said, if I got 100,000 followers on Twitter. That's exactly
how. Take those breasts out.
That's exactly how the conversation went.
It's a clit.
It's not like, who wants to see my tits? Come on.
Bip.
Nah, man.
Crazies.
Now, there's a chance that, I'm saying there's a chance that Marco on his own, because you know how he is, will go on his own and make it.
Create 50,000 fake accounts.
Well, no, I'm saying he'll make a campaign.
I know, he's making a campaign.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he may even get the help of other people on our network to get you more Twitter followers so you can show your
tits. Tweeted Robert Kelly and I think
I know, and I think he's probably going to end up reaching out to them on the phone or something and saying something to them.
Creeper!
Yeah.
Yeah, 100,000 though.
It's not as difficult as you think.
I feel like it is.
I'm just saying.
We shall see.
Yeah, we shall see.
100,000 will never happen.
See? Chris is me and Chris are on the same page.
You never know. Never know what could happen.
Is this true?
You never know.
Maybe we can get the help of the $2 hot dog guy. Write a song about your titty Twitters. What are we calling this? Tweets for tits?
Yeah.
Hashtag tits love.
Tits love.
There's a t-shirt idea. Oh, and that was the other thing. I wanted to talk about this, but I mean, we're already talking about it now, but that was the other funny thing about that message that Marco put on Facebook was, or Twitter was, he's supposed to write only 49,000 change left Twitter followers to get before Missy shows her tits live.
Yeah.
One, the number was way off.
Completely off.
Yeah, he was like half of what he should have been. And two, instead of saying showing her tits live, he was showing her tits love.
So now we refer to Marco as tits love.
Yeah. That's we should make that definitely our sign off, like you said.
Oh yeah. Hashtag tits love.
At the end of every show, be like tits love. Tits love, everybody. Peace and tits love.
I like it.
And who doesn't love tits?
Everybody.
Oh, man, I love titties.
See? That's what I'm saying. I have a question to ask you guys. So now that the year's over and the new year's begun, is there anything from last year you hope dies out, like any fad or something that's just been, like, bothering you? Like, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. I'm praying that Miley Cyrus dies this year.
Right. Which I totally get.
Yeah. Because she just...
sucks.
Yeah. I mean, me and my girl, we turned the TV on like 10 minutes. Or
New Year's Eve thing. Yeah.
And she was like, she's a fucking disaster. I saw she was singing. She did a song or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like singing to a dwarf. A midget?
Yeah.
Like, a midget.
With a midget. She was singing to them like they were a kid.
Fuck you, you midget.
I don't think she realized her demeanor was, like, offensive. You know, like you know how, like, people treat kids? They treat them like kids.
Yeah.
Well, she was treating the midget
like a kid instead of, like, a grown-up?
Right. Like, I don't know. It's weird. It's just... The midget was on stage, like part of the act, and she like got down on her knees and was like treating it like a kid.
Fuck you.
Was she like
fuck your face? Piece of shit.
She like pinching his cheeks or something?
It was a girl. It was a girl.
Pinching her cheeks.
It was awful. It really was. It was terrible. And I couldn't believe she was doing that. I'm like,
she's a bizarre one.
Well, at least she didn't get fucking hammered and throw up on her. Which is what I would have expected out of her.
I'll be honest with you. I would have hoped that was...
That would have been pretty memorable.
That would have been pretty memorable, yeah.
Like that video that you sent? Did you send it of the girls on Fox News?
What?
And they were like, we're ready to fuck shit up.
No, I heard about that.
Yeah,
though. That's pretty fucking
and they
funny.
Were all like...
Yeah, the guy was like, So, guys, how are you going to ring in the new year? She's like, the girl's like, we're going to fuck shit up. And he's like, guys, like, you could tell the dude was drunk, too. Holding the mic because he was like, whoa, watch the language, live TV. Man. Like, he was like stoned out of his mind.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, I guess that's the risk you take.
But that's what I meant by the whole,
yeah,
like, do you hope something like just disappears? Like, for me, it's Miley Cyrus. Again, that was the last straw for me when I saw her dancing with the midget, treating it like a kid, like pinching its cheek. Not pinching, just poking it. She was poking.
What was it, the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Oh, is it dressed up like that?
Just, it was like in a white bodysuit. It was really bizarre. It's just like, you know, poking the shit out of it. And then when she was done, she kicked it in the crowd like a beach ball.
I never thought I'd see the day where you would defend a midget.
Yeah, I felt bad for the midget. I felt bad for the midget.
I guess my number one thing that I would like to go away is the same thing that I hope for every year but never happens. And that's
chlamydia.
Jesus.
Ding.
Ding.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Fabio.
Is the Kardashians always...
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I can't, you know,
every
I can't
year,
say it's not
it's
a good one.
Thing.
You know what? They are starting to slowly.
They are. Their popularity is waning.
Kanye would be a close second for me.
Yeah, the fact that they're together is fucking
I'd love to see Kanye fucking bite the bullet, too.
I don't think he will. They may have some sort of meltdown or something, but dispersing. I want the young ones something to happen so that they don't, like, bring in the second round of Kardashianism.
What, you want their, like, uterus to fall out?
I just want them to, like, have an epiphany or something and, like, not want to be famous.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Or just something. Just be like, fuck it. I want to be an artist or something and, like, live in a fucking hole.
This is it for them as far as being an artist. They're not going to be any more artsy than this.
Yeah.
You don't get much more artsy than putting out your own porn tape.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
That's what I feel like is going to happen next. I feel like it's just going to be recycled the same shit over and over again.
Well, nobody wants to see her stretched out cunt now.
No, but the young ones.
When she was giving birth, it probably looked like she was taking a shit out of her pussy.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be a train wreck down there, right? I mean, just an absolute casserole of nonsense.
Oh, my God, I almost died.
I don't know. There's really nobody I want to see die. Or at least not that I'm hoping for. But I wish the NBA would go away. Basketball used to be so much fun when I was younger. It's fucking terrible now.
You wait. When the Sixers become good at some point in near 30 years...
But it's not fun anymore.
You'll probably be back on the
whole. They won like the first two or three games this year, and I had no intention of turning the TV on and watching them.
No, neither did I. But you knew, only because you knew the inevitable was going to happen.
No, it's such garbage. It really is. It's horse shit. I wish rap music would go away. It's just a shell of its former self.
Yes, yes.
It used to be so good. It's fucking trash now.
I think there should be like a fucking monitor of music. Like, in other words, before a song is allowed to be released on the air, I think someone with some sort of sense when it comes to music should veto it or not.
Like Hesh from The Sopranos?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a Hesh. Right. Yeah, that's perfect because he was all about music back in the day. I remember when I was a young fool. But there definitely should be someone to regulate the music that's allowed to be put on the air. A lot of the shit that's out there is garbage, and people are winning awards, and more people are like saying, the popularity is getting so big that it's washing over real stuff, you know, like good music.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, enough already. You know, I think they should do away with all these shows like American Idol and America's Got Talent, or whatever. The ones that have to do with
singing?
Just giving people off the street a fucking record deal. That's got to go. That's got to go, because it's killing
the music. I think American Idol is going to be over soon.
I hope so. But there's another one now. There's like two more. That's it. That one, and then there's another one. Isn't there another one with the old dude that used to be on American Idol? He started his own show now. The British guy. I forgot his name.
Oh, X Factor.
Yeah, isn't that a music... thing?
Yeah, that's like non-discriminatory, though. It's like all ages, everything.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
point being, it's still, that doesn't change the fact that people off the street.
But that's the new American dream, so reality television is always going to be around.
It's not the American dream. The American dream is what the real people did. The ones that they paid their dues, they played in shitty clubs, they were a cover band at one point, decided to make real music, and then they got big. That's the American dream. This is an empty dream. They're giving the appearance of the American dream. They're skipping that hard work.
No, what you described was the American dream.
Yeah.
Now the American dream is to make a shitload of money and not work for it, and get a shitload of fame and not work for it. That's the American
overnight.
Dream now.
America's fucked.
America's lazy as shit.
Fucking America. America.
Lazy.
See what happens when I leave office? Shit's going down. Ah, man, that sucks.
Yeah, reality TV I wish would go away. All of it.
I feel like a lot of it has gone away, but maybe that's just me.
No, there's like new concepts being done every day, and they're trying it out on TV, and it's like, you know, like, how come they still do The Bachelor? Why?
I like
or
The Bachelor.
Survivor? Or any of those. Like, why are they still doing this
shit? People watch it. If people didn't watch it, they wouldn't do it. That's why.
It's just a waste
American
of time
Idol's
slots, don't you think? Like, there's so many.
To us, yes, but she's right. People do watch them.
There's so many good, like, people that actually put ideas on paper and make a good show, like something with content, something that, you know, like a thinking person show, or even just something where it gets you, like, emotional. Like, you put some emotion in it, you know? Like,
well, you get
oh my
invested.
God, that was like a cliffhanger.
But, like, if you get invested with a character on a reality show, then you want to see them win. So you tune in every week to, like, make sure they win.
But let's be honest, though. What are we doing here? Like, it's an empty, it's like almost like an empty promise. You're rooting for the person. If they win, great. But what happens after a couple of years? You don't hear about them no more.
Well, everybody wants to be the next, like, Kelly Clarkson, you know?
Well, Kelly Clarkson. No, I'm just thinking something else. That was a little Howard Stern. Yeah, a little Stern tribute right there. What was his name that said that show?
High Pitch Eric.
High Pitch Eric.
Hi, Daddy!
Marco does a good High Pitch Eric. Yeah, it just doesn't... I mean, that's like a flash in the pan. It's not going to happen again. I mean, if it does, it won't happen for a while.
I agree.
You know, it's just... And all the music is so saturated. The whole fucking market is saturated with the same type of music. I think the only reason why Kelly Clarkson even made it big is because didn't she switch to country? She started out pop.
Well, she's always been pop.
She's still pop. She's not country. You sure about that?
I see Kelly Clarkson every single time she comes around.
I see her every day.
Yeah. I mean, she has...
Me and Kelly are like this, son.
There's that Dollar Six life. You should get that tattooed across your belly. Thug life? No. Dollar Six life.
Oh, my
cross
God.
Out thug, but Dollar Six.
But she
life.
Has some country songs, but not like a whole country album.
I thought she
like
was
that.
Like straight up country now.
Mm-hmm. No. She just came out with a Christmas album. She's just still pop music. She's always going to be pop music. Carrie Underwood's the one that's straight up country.
Okay. Who cares?
Straight up cunt.
Yes, straight up. Straight up cunt tree.
But yeah, and the thing that sucks about the reality television is, because I felt like they did it for a while because their brains had ran out of ideas for shows. But now there's like so many good shows out. I mean, I guess a lot of them, I'm like jumping on the bandwagon late, but holy shit, like, there's so many good shows out. I don't know. They're all competing with one another, you know? So they got whoever's the next best thing, next popular thing.
See, I don't mind. If you want to do a reality, like, for instance, like Duck Dynasty, okay? I never watched the show. I just found out what it was about.
It sounds bizarre.
I just found out what it was about because of what happened with this asshole that said something about the gay people. So now, I don't know if it's dropped now.
Now it's still on.
Oh, it's still on?
Yeah.
Okay. That kind of show, they can leave it on. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. You know why I don't give a fuck?
Yes. You'll never watch it.
Well, that's number one, but it doesn't affect things that I do like.
Okay.
In other words, I don't hunt, you know, and if I did, I probably would be happy about his invention if I was hunting dogs because it's a smart invention. I love that. But like, say, American Idol, for instance, that ruins music for me. You know, I can't give...
But do you even listen to the radio?
I try to. But then I turn it off because I'm like, what is this garbage? Like, every station I listen to, with the exception of, like, a rock station, which is only, like, one left, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, there's only one.
And, you know, at some point I'll put it on, but they always play, like, the older stuff, the classics, stuff I do like. And it's like, well, I could just do this, listen to this on my iPod or iPhone or whatever. But then I'll hear, like, a new song that just came out from a newer band, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. You know, like, I'll hear, like, a new song from Slash. And I'm like, oh, I like that song. That's pretty good. Or I just heard the new song from Avenged Sevenfold, Hail to the King. I'm like, that's a pretty good fucking song, you know? And then I'll remember it, and I'll download it, and I'll put it on my iPod or whatever. So occasionally I do. But this is, like, stuff that I like. Then when I go to turn on, like, another station, say, like, 104.5, right?
You won't know anything.
Well, no. They do play some stuff I know. They'll play, like, some...
Linkin Park.
Yeah, they'll play stuff like that, things that I do know. But then they'll play something I never heard before, and I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? And what is this, like, what is this genre supposed to be, this station?
It's alternative.
Is it alternative?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad they call it that, because I always look to find an alternative station when I hear it. Because I just click right off. I'm like, wow, this is awful. I think they were playing a your band song the other day, and I was like...
Kings of Leon?
Yeah.
Probably.
It was like, they said, oh, the new one from Kings of Leon. I'm like, oh, God. And as soon as it started, not even 10 seconds, I was like, oh, this is horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
I turned it right off.
Kings of Leon.
Fuck you, pussy!
Kings of Leon is good. I feel like you would like Kings of Leon. It's so bizarre to me that you don't.
I don't.
It's bizarre to me that you don't like them.
I don't.
Because they're just classic rock music.
No, they're not.
What's different about
them? You don't even
them?
Like classic rock. How could you say they're like classic
rock? Not like the genre classic rock, like classic period rock period. Like just a classical sound type thing.
No, they're not.
What, you think they're twangy or something? I'm confused.
What, they're what?
Twangy?
They're just, they're so like, I don't know what the fucking terms are called. They're like melancholy, I guess. Just... What? I don't understand.
I don't know.
They're just
I would
so
never,
like,
ever.
Like, they're not borderline depressing.
Holy shit, that's crazy. It makes me want to dance when I hear it.
Fucking baby.
Like, I remember the first couple songs that came out on the radio, like the Sex on Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right. You know, didn't hate it.
Right.
Didn't love it. Didn't hate it. Week later, fucking hated it. You know why?
Because they played this shit out.
Exactly. I know we played this 2 seconds ago, but we're going to play this one more time. And it's just like, you know, and then you hear it in your head after it stops, and you're just like, somebody shoot me.
That's the problem I have with Porn Star Dancing. I stopped listening to the radio because of that song.
I remember that song.
Yeah.
I think I still have
it. I wanted
it
to fucking murder myself.
I think we actually played that as an intro song.
And I probably was like, why the fuck, why?
Kill yeah, but I think out. I played it before it was on the radio. I'm pretty good with that kind of shit.
I hate
shit.
It. Don't play it.
I'm not playing. I want to see if I actually have it. I don't know if I still do.
Play it.
Don't play it. Fuck you.
He's like, play it.
I want to see Missy commit suicide. Hold on, let me get a drop cloth first.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna have to clean.
Do I still have
Leon.
I don't think I
See, like, the other bands are like folky type music, I can understand why you don't like that. Like the Lumineers and fucking
The Lumineers don't bother me that much.
The other one that
Just cause the one song my girlfriend like thinks of me. That's the only reason why I
This
live
is
like.
Such crap.
What?
And you have this on your fucking phone.
I'm playing it from a website.
Oh, okay.
I had it.
You cock smoker.
Here, I'll get to the hook.
Now suck my cock.
Turn it up.
So all right. Bad.
All right.
Like, did you hear it?
It's yeah.
So it's bad.
And you know what? I'm guilty because the first time it came out, I was like, this song is the shit. And then I heard the one with Ludacris in
yeah.
the middle, and I was like, yo, this is great. Then you realize, oh, shit, the dude from Nickelback's in it. Nickelback just ruins everything. Nickelback is literally like the turd of rock.
Everyone hates Nickelback, but they're one of the highest grossing bands.
One, because they're Canadian.
Yeah, but people are, I went to one of their shows at the Wells Fargo Center. That show was sold out.
Yeah, well.
I went to see Seether.
Seether?
Yeah, but I stayed to watch Nickelback. They had
like
an amazing
Seether.
Live show.
Seether, see? I like Seether.
Seether's awesome.
Yeah, they are awesome.
I love Seether. But music like that isn't really around because it's not what's selling. So that's why you keep hearing all this like indie alternative pop electro music that they have going on now. There's so many different genres and subgenres of music that there's like just fucking throw a deck of cards in the air, you know? You could never listen to 104.5 for an hour.
I can't. Man. I tried. I can't. Yeah. My girlfriend loves that station.
I do.
And sometimes, you know, she'll have it on in the car, and I can jam a couple songs because it's shit that I know. Like you said, Linkin Park, some other stuff.
They play like Chevelle and stuff.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, this is good. I like this. You know, even some Foo Fighters.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And then they'll
Foo Fighters.
Then they'll throw in
like Biffy Clyro, and you're like, who the fuck is this?
You know what? I've never even heard that.
Biffy Clyro?
No. I was gonna ask you about the one that you tried to get me to listen to back in the day, and I don't remember. Something about Dragon.
Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, is it a dragon?
Yeah. Imagine Dragons, I feel like you would like.
They'll throw... I tried even after the fact. No, I don't get it. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
They're very, like, percussion band.
I don't get it.
Imagine dragging my nuts across
and
your face.
And the worst is Mumford & Sons.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
Absolute worst. They make Dave Matthews look like Jimi Hendrix.
I don't like Dave Matthews either.
I actually don't... I like Dave Matthews' band. I do. I like their older shit, though.
Yeah, there's some songs that I think.
I do. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I have their live CD, and it's pretty fucking good. But, you know, like I said, that band, Mumford & Sons, makes them look like fucking like Deep Purple.
And I'm glad that you brought...
I'm just saying.
That's a good, like, I don't think you meant to, but that's a really good observation of what you just said. Because when Dave Matthews came out, it was Dave Matthews. Nothing sounded like Dave Matthews. And that was it. It was Dave Matthews and then Metallica and blah, blah, blah. But now there's so many different bands that sound exactly alike that you think that... And it's a bunch of crap.
See, Mumford & Sons to me sounds... They're their own shit. I've never heard so many banjos in one fucking song before.
But that was very popular for
like
a moment.
This is like fucking Deliverance.
But it's like...
Wait, someone get ass fucked for this song.
Remember in the 90s when... Nirvana became humongous.
Yeah, Nirvana,
and then
Pearl Jam, all of a sudden,
all these other bands came out that sounded just like it. Now you can remember, because it's 20 years later, you can remember Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Nirvana.
Nirvana.
But there was 1,000 other bands out there where you were like,
I think Pearl Jam and Nirvana were neck and neck most of the time. I don't think Nirvana was first.
Yeah, but I don't consider Pearl Jam grunge either. So that's
they
where
are grunge. That's the genre they fall under.
I don't think that Nirvana
10 was like one of the top grunge albums.
I don't even think
ever.
Nirvana's grunge. That's how far off I am.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, now you're fighting a losing battle.
Yeah, I think I understand why people say Nirvana is grunge. I understand why people say Pearl Jam's grunge.
It was like that. What happened was that Guns N' Roses era died pretty much,
right,
and moved right into like this. I don't know, this like fucking Oxycontin fucking...
Like sad living.
Yeah, like Smashing Pumpkins, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, you know, you don't like Smashing Pumpkins?
No.
Alice in Chains.
I liked them once I got older.
STP. People don't count STP, but they fall in that category
too. Yeah, because they were the same, they were that new wave of rock.
Right, and there was a huge group of that that came in, and it was like, but look how well that went over.
It did go over well.
Yeah. This new wave didn't buy me at all. Didn't get me.
Which is weird because you like...
I love music.
You like 80s music too. A lot of the shit sounds 80s.
And it's so... No, it does.
To me, it does.
No, it doesn't. First of all, I love 80s music because I think it's fucking hysterical most of the time.
Okay.
Like the safety dance. Come on. That's funny. It's not like, wow, that's the best fucking rock song I've ever heard of. It's funny. I mean, you were young then. I was young then. And to me, that shit was like, that was like kids' music, you know?
Yeah.
Or You Spin Me Right Round. That was funny to me. You know? We used to literally run around in circles like assholes when we were to music like this. That's why I like it. It's nostalgic for me more than anything. But at the same time, as much as people shit on 80s music, it did kind of open the doors for 90s music because people said, you know what? We're not going to fuck up that bad. We're going to make it better. It was almost like, so I'm hoping this wave that we're talking about now, this present wave, the next wave looks back at this wave and says, yeah, we're not going to do this shit. We're going to make it better.
Right.
And then maybe I'll jump on board.
I mean,
because
I think that'll
happen
with rap, at
there least. Isn't a decade of music I don't like. There really isn't. I like all music, except for now. The later 2000s, music sucks. Music absolutely sucks.
I think music is amazing.
And I'm not talking about the bands that were pre-existing. Like the ones that started in the late 90s or 2000.
Yeah, and then they're in their like fifth album.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. I mean, fuck, Rolling Stones is still fucking good. They're like 60 years doing music, practically. So, whatever. But the new music, like Mumford & Sons, fuck off. That's horrible. It's awful.
I don't like Mumford & Sons either.
I'm just saying that whole genre, whatever that, you know.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's like a Lilith Fair type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all gay music. It's hipster music. I can't stand it.
Yeah. Hipsters.
You guys are a bunch of queers.
That's right. It's
bad. But what you need to understand, and you should know this, because you were a teenager in the early 90s, is that they were considered the hipsters.
No, the hipster wasn't really a term back then.
But whenever I look back on things, people say, like if you listen to Clueless, like Alicia Silverstone always called Paul Rudd's character a hipster. And he was listening to the Cranberries and shit.
Whoa.
But it shows a day. But the point
the Cranberries don't fall in the same category with Nirvana and Pearl Jam and Stone Temple Pilots.
Why? Because they were rock music of the early 90s.
No. They did not fall in that grunge. They were not, and if they were on the same radio with the, or the same station that they were playing.
They would have been played on the same station.
I understand that, but that doesn't make them the same genre. They came out at the same time, or that was the time they came out, but that's not the same fucking music. That's more melancholy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's way more like, you know, like if I hear Zombie one more time.
I love that fucking song. I just heard it yesterday. Suck dick.
It's fucking terrible.
It's terrible.
Said
a word in 5 minutes. And
he's like, and
the moment he opens
dick.
His mouth, it's still the funniest fucking thing said yet. Song sucks dicks. Yum. Your song sucks elephant dicks.
Your mother sucks fucking big fucking elephant dicks.
You got that?
I hate that song so much.
It is fucking irritating, right?
It's annoying.
There isn't a song. Like, see, you know who's more grunge? Well, it's actually past post-grunge, really. But I was going to say Garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage is a little
right.
Bit...
That song is Garbage.
No, the band Garbage. Oh, okay. The band Garbage is a little bit more, falls closer to the Nirvana stuff than Cranberries does.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that, like, it would have been played on the same radio station. Not that the Cranberries were grunge music.
Yeah.
But it would have been, like,
Yes, they would have been played on the same radio station.
I would rather listen to commercials than listen to the Cranberries.
There's really, I mean, you could sit there and say there's a rock station, but it covers mostly all rock.
Yeah.
There's never, like, a single genre, you know? This is new wave rock from 2008 to 2010.
That
you
would
know?
Be cool, though.
Well, that's what fucking, you know, the apps are for, like all those.
Yeah.
You can just put in whatever
make your
you
own
want.
Shit.
Right. But I mean, the stuff that they have now is just absolute fucking garbage. And it sucks because like I think they're losing money because I'm not buying shit. And I spent a lot of money on music back in the day. And I'm not buying anything.
Yeah, I did when,
anymore.
You know,
I buy stuff.
Late 90s.
Oh, no, I mean, even 90s. When the MP3 downloads came, I spent a lot of money on MP3 downloads and I'm not buying much anymore because there's nothing that I like. That it's worth buying. I mean, I don't know.
I think music is incredible right now. Rock music. I think it's great.
See, but you
say,
and it bothers me. Like, to the core, it fucking bothers me. You say, I think rock music is so good right now.
I do.
Your definition of rock is so off from
it
mine.
Just, you have to leave it. You have to leave it open because there's so many different genres of rock now.
But it just seems like a smear on the name rock when you say that.
That's not meant to be.
I know it's not, but it just bothers me to the core when you say it. It makes me cringe. It's like, why is she saying that?
And what's the last great rock band? Wouldn't Nickelback be considered a rock band? Aren't they the Journey of our times?
That's not saying much. I'm not a big
But
Journey
that's what
fan.
I mean. Like, Journey was Journey like fan. That soft, poppy rock, and then Nickelback's like the same thing, right? They just capitalized
Canadian.
On it. They are Canadian.
They're awful.
Chad Kroeger doesn't get any ups for Marion Avalorine.
I didn't know that he married
her. Yeah.
I thought she married the dude from...
No, they got divorced.
Oh.
Sum 41.
Yeah, I don't... Fucking Sum 41's better than Nickelback.
Oh, God.
And I don't think they play anymore.
No.
Just don't... Not into it. The new stuff is just hard to listen to. It's all over the place. It's so, like... It almost sounds computer generated.
I'll
doesn't
send
sound,
you some stuff.
Doesn't sound, send me some stuff.
I will.
I'll
can
try.
You leave me off that email, please?
I'll try it. If you tell me, like, you've said stuff to me in the past, and I've tried it, except for the obscure ones, like the shit.
The limousines and stuff.
Did you try Hoodie Allen?
Like that. Like, I'm just
Hoodie
like.
Hoodie Allen, you would not like.
Yeah, no shit. The name alone is enough for me to say no. But if you have stuff like, you know, recommendations, I'll listen to it.
Okay.
But, like, we've tried it on the show, remember? Oh, I think you'll love this. And I play it, and I'm like.
You're like, fuck no.
What? I thought you were on my same level here. We're just so far apart.
I think that there's some stuff.
Like, I like AWOL Nation. They're fairly newer. I mean, they're not new.
But they're only, like, 3 years old.
Right. But they're good. I like most of their songs. I don't like all of them.
Yeah, they're good.
They get a little too fucking poppy for me at some point. But some of their shit's good, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't even think of any other new bands. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Black Keys. They've been around for a while. But see, that's closer to rock than anything that's out right now.
I would agree with you on that.
That's more of like a classic rock sound.
Yeah.
That's new.
But I would consider, I would lump the Black Keys and Kings of Leon together.
Did you say lump? Oh. She's lump. That's a better song than anything that was out now.
But then I would put them in the same category with one another, like bluesy rock.
You'd put
Kings of Leon and Black Keys.
No, not
absolutely.
At all. No way.
I would totally put them together.
No, the Black Keys have a distinct sound, whereas, like, I think the other one, Kings of Leon, is, like, more generic. Just, it's nothing special there.
How dare you?
She's she's peeing herself right now. Fucking asshole.
I love Kings of Leon.
You do, don't you?
I do a lot.
I know.
Big fan.
It's just
so bad.
And they're just, and that's another thing. They're flooding the market right now. It's like
they always do every time they come out with a new
album. I know,
but
it's just, come on, give it a rest, all right? We get it. You're out. You're doing a new tour. We get it.
I still get excited every time I hear any other songs on the radio.
I don't understand, though. Like, what's your favorite song they've ever come out with so I can listen to it? Because I probably never heard it.
It's called Joe's Head.
I'm not talking about your boyfriend's, your sex life.
I know. But that's my, I made a Kings of Leon playlist.
Right.
And I put
a jackalit on it.
Every single song that they have. And I put it on that.
Okay.
And that's the first song.
Joe's Head.
Joe's Head.
All right. I'll have to check that out.
It's off their very first album.
Joe's Head. I wonder if I can pull it up now. I'm just curious. I got it at least.
I love it. I also love Pickup Truck. Pickup Truck's my second favorite.
Wow, I mean,
Pickup Truck makes
what's your third favorite trailer home?
Pickup Truck makes me actually emotional.
Why?
It hits me that good. Like, it makes me like cry a little. Inside.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Play Pickup Truck.
Wants me to cry again. Thanks.
No, that was Marcus, not me. First one was Joe's Head.
Joe's Head.
Joe's Head.
Did you find it?
Looking it up now, man.
I have it.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah.
Christopher's on the ball.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. Really?
What do you mean? See? I want to dance.
Is this a joke? Is this
no.
a joke?
No.
Who is this?
I need to dance, you fucker.
This sounds fucking terrible.
I'm gonna do a dance right in your fucking ass.
You think this is a classic sound?
I love this.
Who the fuck does this sound like?
Sounds
maybe
like
Grateful Dead or Fish. Jesus.
This is fucking terrible.
This is horrible.
Awful. It is fucking,
you know,
garbage.
I just realized something. This is a jam band, isn't it? Is that what
they
this
were
is?
Like before? Yeah.
They jammed their dicks in each other's asses. This is fucking terrible. It's horrible. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Is this guy tone deaf? This is awful. I'm shocked. I'm actually shocked.
This is
shocking.
Kings of Leon.
This is awful. And this is your favorite song?
Yeah,
I don't think I want to hear anymore.
No, listen to Pickup Truck. It sounds completely different.
All right, take
different.
This off, please. Yeah, because I'm going to cut off Joe's head in a second.
I just hate everybody named Joe now.
Thank you for that. I hate everyone named Joe. I hate music.
Oh, my God.
I hate hearing.
Pickup truck is this completely different sound.
Oh, yeah.
This one starts
they
with,
have like
this
six
one starts with a
xylophone. Albums. Oh, God. This one's good. No, I was on the last one. Was good.
I see they learned how to use auto-tune now.
Oh my God, it's a dolphin. You like this better.
No, I don't. I'm actually looking for something.
Fucking nauseating.
It really is.
Shut up,
you fucking.
Shut the fuck up!
Shut the fuck up, okay? Fuck you!
Jesus, do you ever shut the fuck up?
Later, fucker.
Shut up! Alright, just shut the fuck up!
You guys are the devil.
Fuck you, Dale!
Fuck you!
Fuck you! Fuck you!
He touched my penis with his penis.
You are a real boy. Fuck.
Absolutely fucking not.
Hey! Shut the fuck up!
Alright, this is awful. I'm done.
Alright,
chicken fucker!
What the fuck?
That's really bad. This is a better song.
I don't necessarily need to be here for this.
I'm serious. I like this song better. I'm not even joking. And it's not even real music. It's just a goof.
Motherfucker, I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude.
I don't remember this song.
I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride.
Oh.
Awesome. A quarter of my life gone by, and I met all my friends online. Motherfucker, I'm awesome. I will run away from a brawl. I'm awesome. There's no voicemail, nobody calls. I'm awesome. I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall.
You want me to finish him off?
Sag low, even though that went out of style.
Roll around in the balls.
The remix. Yeah, that's just terrible. They're terrible.
I like it.
Do you have any other songs you want me to play?
Yeah, I'm trying, miss. This is so far you're not doing so hot.
Well, you don't like Kings of Leon.
They're terrible. I mean, the songs that I mentioned that I don't like Sex on Fire, I don't hate them as much as I hate the shit you just played.
Yeah, but they're
and
the
I've never heard the shit you just
they're
played.
They're the songs that I don't like.
I know. I don't like them either. Okay. But I'm saying I don't hate them as much as the shit I just heard for the first time. That's bad. That's what I'm trying to say.
They're good. I like them. They make me emotional.
Here's the best song ever.
Oh, God.
I can't wait to hear this.
Shit, I think I'm frozen.
Damn it. It's cold in here.
Apparently the roads are extremely terrible.
Yeah.
Marco just texted me.
There it is.
Yeah, this is way better.
Kings of Leon ain't got shit on this guy.
Tis the shit!
Jesus.
This is better than Kings of Leon.
Again, you're on a roll, dude. I'm with you. This is better than Kings of Leon.
Lock eyes from across the room. Oh my God.
All the rhythms. Oh. Take your hand and skip the names. No need here for the silly games. Make our way through the smoking crowd. The club is the sky and I'm on your cloud. Move in close as the lasers fly. Our bodies touch and the angels cry. Leave this place, go back to yours. Our lips first touch outside your doors. The whole night what we've got in store. Whisper in my ear that you want some more. And I jizz in my pants.
I like the boss song too.
This is better than
the boss song.
Oh shit. The cab is ready, it's about to go down. Everybody in the place hit the fucking deck. But stay on your motherfucking toes. We running this, let's go. I'm on the boat. Everybody look at me.
This song's better than Kings of Leon.
Sometimes I like this song.
Something beautiful happens in this world. You don't know how to express yourself, so you just gotta sing.
I'd rather hear this. Yeah, I don't know, miss. I'm starting to get a little worried about your music choices.
You don't like my music. Kings of Leon is, I would think out of all the music that I like, Kings of Leon would be the music that you like.
This song's better than Kings of Leon.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Oh my God.
Doing someone that you used to do. That's what this song's about. You could find someone else, but this seems a little easier cause you already have their number. Yeah, yeah.
You guys want to take a break?
Yes, please.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off, not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's gonna have a heart attack.
Exciting deals! Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding!
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding!
Get 33% off.
Ding!
Free shipping.
Ding!
It's worth it.
Ding!
It's amazing.
Ding!
All right, we're done.
Nope.
What up? We back. It's snowing out. Hercules, Hercules.
Oh, God. Oh, Missy.
Oh, oh yeah.
it's not that cold out.
Nah, it's not that bad.
The Tomorrow's going to be fucking cold.
It's freezing, huh?
Yeah, I think the high is 25.
I heard like 19.
I heard that too, but I thought it was a lie.
I'm not leaving fucking house tomorrow.
You don't have to work?
No, I'm off tomorrow.
Lucky
prick. Lucky duck.
All right. Well, now that 2013 is over, there's a great fucking YouTube clip going around about the news bloopers. Best news bloopers of 2013, and we have a couple, between me and Chris have a couple clips, more than a couple. You don't have any?
Nothing. I just have links. I'll cut the stuff for next week.
Okay. Well, I'll play some now. Might as well.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the first one. And some of these are real short, but this is what they actually played on the news. So these are the best ones I can do for audio because some of them were visual and I cut them right out. It doesn't make sense to play them.
I'll tell you what, though. If you guys get a second, go on YouTube.
Is there any way we can post a clip of a link? I guess we'll post one on our Facebook. Miss, can you post that on the Facebook one?
I think
so. Some of the visual ones are funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Just people humping each other in the background and dancing in the background and shit.
Something about gay something and gay right. Oh wait, no, somebody passes a gay marriage and you see some guy humping another dude up against a storefront window. All right, here's the first one.
Good evening. Tonight I'm going to sound like a drunk.
Short, sweet, to the point. This is the second one. We played this, actually. We talked about this earlier in the year. It was the guy's first day, and he was, like, warming up while the girl was talking. I guess he didn't realize they were on the air. I have no idea, but this is him.
Gay fucking shit.
Good evening, I'm Van Chu. You may have seen our newest AJ on and seeing lots of Coda News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, from being from the East Coast.
Cringe.
See, Miss, you have a future.
Oh, my God. I'm better than that.
Yes, you are. This one's great. This is very patriotic.
I pledge allegiance to the fag.
He's a fag.
You fucking faggot.
Me and Chris were having fun with this one earlier.
Wanted to congratulate Cliff Lee for his 1600th strikeout. A little bit of a tongue-tied.
Nothing better than a tongue twat, I'll tell you that.
Speaking of, if you guys watch that video, that girl's so fucking hot.
Yeah, Chris is like, Chris got a major boner. My boner presses up against my zipper, makes my dick hurt.
Photojournalist Brad Rice shows us how a forestry instructor gets his students to make and play the North American skin, actually, the flute in this traveling West Virginia segment.
So I'm going to paint the picture for this next one because you got to understand why this guy said this. He must be at some sort of a carnival before they start. There's a woman on those. You never see those people that walk on stilts?
Yeah.
And they're real tall. Well, he's on a ladder. And what he wanted to do, he's going to explain what he wanted to do and how it came out. It was just so fucking funny.
Chris Belisario, the stilt walker. I was originally going to come in between her legs, but yeah, that's not what was not going to happen. Would not have made for good TV. Had some falling over, so we're not trying to create a liability.
That's my TV every night at midnight.
Oh my God.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Oh my gosh.
So come between her legs. Oh man, that was great. Alright, where's the other one? Here we go. This one is like, this is a Missy moment right here.
The Martin Luther King Monument.
What the fuck is
Martin
that?
Martin Luther. It's like Steve Carell.
The Martin Luther King Monument.
I'm just picturing Jim Carrey sitting there in the studio going like this.
Like,
my tiny pink nipples went to France. This is obviously some sort of political race that was messed up. I hope it wasn't during Black History Month.
It's been a key inaugural spot.
I'm sorry, Pam. Would you repeat that, please?
It's been a key inaugural spot.
Bye, nigga!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit. Another Missy moment. This is great. This poor bastard. I don't know what he's trying to say. He's trying to say someone's name. I hope it's not Obama, because if it is, he went way too far.
Of the Mahasabadama Maharaj.
This is a
Somatoma Satan. Somato Sabatama.
It really does. Wait, hold on a second.
Of the Samadhamma, Mahasabadhamma Macharya Maharaj.
This is a
Sabatabhata.
Very similar.
It does sound like we're saying
very
the
similar.
Same
words. Your soulmate.
What the fuck?
And I think this woman here did not realize that she was on the air.
I don't have IFB. I don't know when we're going. Neither does Jim. I can't get this fucking in there.
We apologize for that.
That's the best.
A meteor. Yeah. Apology.
That's the best.
Oh, how do they not laugh when you hear that? We apologize for that.
I don't know. I don't know. And obviously this woman is horny as fuck because all she's thinking about is sex.
This is the season that matters. And despite the fact that they've had such a tremendous amount of sex during the regular season.
Yeah. I think so. And the fucking, honestly, the gem of 2013 was Mayor Rob Ford of Toronto.
Oh, God.
That guy has been. He's awesome.
I'm telling you, if you ever got the opportunity to hang out with that guy, I bet you'd have so much fun.
I'd be a meth addict. I'd end up being a meth addict.
Who cares?
Olivia Gondak, it says that I wanted to eat her pussy. Olivia Gondak, I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
It's like he fucking planned to say that. Like,
always end on a strong joke.
Now, this woman reminds me of the ain't nobody got time for that.
He said, "Kapuya, Kapuya!" And the boy that hell just came in. I opened my door, and I looked out my door and started hitting me in my head. I took off running, ran to my red shoe, and then I called my mama to see what she all right.
I went, "Oh Lord, it's a fire!"
Did you hear the auto-tune remix of that?
No, please play it.
It's not great. It's not as good as most of them. Goddamn advertising.
Kapuya, Kapuya! It's a Kapuya! Size of a quarter, doggone!
Many said it sounded like nothing they've ever heard before.
It's a Kapuya, Kapuya!
Already better than King Kalia.
It's a Kapuya, Kapuya!
Sorry, this is brilliant. I'm putting this on my $2 hot dog mixtape.
What are you talking about? This is brilliant.
This is almost as good as that one where the old man cries.
That was funny.
That was great.
Many said it sounded like nothing they've ever heard before.
Yes, this makes you want to dance. It's a fucking 12-minute version.
There's a dubstep remix too.
Oh my gosh.
Give me a second.
Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-poo-ya.
It's a Kapuya, Kapuya!
Oh man.
Large hail destroyed mobile homes, busted out windows and car tail lights.
Man, those jungles were big! Size of a quarter dog.
Many said it sounded like nothing they've ever heard before.
Open my door and I looked out my door and saw a hit me in the head.
I'm waiting for Kapuya.
It's a Kapuya, Kapuya!
I don't know how people listen to this.
I don't like it.
This guy here, I believe this was the girl that they found, the one that was abducted for so many years, the one that was in someone's basement.
Amanda Barry?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, something like that. This is
the dude that rescued. He's fucking great.
Yeah, this is great. His comment on the air.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong.
The world has come to an end.
Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
Thank you very much for your time.
Either she homeless or she got problems. That's the only reason why she ran into a black man.
Charles, thank you for being there, man.
Almost has that Bernie Mac type of like sound. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I miss Bernie Mac.
Yeah, me too. Get in there. All right, which one's this one? Oh, this is when the Pope retired. And there was a report on who was going to be the new fecal matter.
They could get a new Pope sooner than expected.
Ow. This one is very short, but it's just funny because he actually said it on the air and there was no explanation for it.
Illegal butt injections.
The end.
Right, exactly. And this is like the old fucking high school prank, man, when you have the substitute teacher and you actually have to sign in because the teacher doesn't know who you are, and someone will write, like, you know, Dick Hurts or something like that. So somebody actually must have tweeted or emailed to get their name said on the air, and this is what the guy read.
And Hugh Janus, turning 10. We'd mentioned...
I'm sorry.
What?
Sorry. It's one of those.
I totally felt one, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
My penis is an animal.
Speaking of penis, this guy just came out of a middle school that was it was a recital in middle school, and he was reporting after the recital.
Especially when you're talking to young classical pianists.
I think he meant to say pianist. Yes. But he ends up with penis. Young classical penis.
Especially when you're talking to young classical pianist.
And I don't know about you guys. I don't know about you, Miss, but Chris, this is an airline I think we should definitely look into for the future.
Some 2,200 passengers are being blown on charter flights from the Bahamas to Maryland with a promise of a full refund and a future cruise.
What's the name of that airline?
Sign me up.
You know what, ain't Virgin.
BJ Airway. No, it's not Virgin. And this is interesting too. If you're a racing fan, this is an interesting way to spend your money.
For $64, a professional instructor will take you for a 3-hour heart pounding lap ride. 190.
A 3-lap ride.
3-lap ride. Thank you.
Not a lap ride.
$499. Sorry about that. You should leave them on the street.
Professionalism's out the door at that point. They're like, let's just laugh.
Going on that theme, it's amazing how much women think about sex as much as men do, especially while they're working.
Winter weather warning right now. Here's a live look at the Fox 6 snow stick. This is out on the weather deck.
Apparently there's a weather deck. It's going to rain.
Tell me about my winner.
I thought this was pretty funny. This guy had the worst case of the hiccups during the weather. And he just sounded like he had Tourette's the whole time.
Here's the big picture. We've all had hiccups before, right?
Nope.
Cypress to Copperfield as well. 5:36. Scattered showers and a couple of thunderstorms during the overnight.
Drunk?
Compared to heavy rain. Record low temperatures.
Oh, man. let's see what else we got here. Oh, this one's pretty fucking funny. This speaks for itself.
Hi guys, I just met her. Yeah, fantastic. She has some nice titties.
No, Chris said that the backstory to this one is that he was supposed to say nice
tennis shoes. Yeah, she had some nice tennis shoes.
I can see how you get them mixed up. Yeah, it's pretty easy. Tennis shoes sounds just like nice titties.
And if you watch the entire video, I mean, her tits aren't like great. They're right. Like decent size.
That's probably what he was thinking. Like, she has small titties, but they're not bad.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I just met her. Yeah, fantastic. She has some nice titties.
Holy shit.
I mean, your boobs are huge.
Her breast was immaculate.
Big ass titties.
Big ass titties.
This one was great. This is a little bit of a visual, but I'll paint the picture. So there's an older newswoman who was at a zoo and a petting zoo, and she was in a goat cage. She was in a little fest in Harry with goats. And this one goat kept like nipping at her pants. And you gotta hear, because you won't know what it meant, but basically the goat like just rammed into her and knocked her down. So this is it.
Linda Carson, ABC7, would you not eat my pants?
Ah! Oh my god!
You gotta isolate that scream and use it as a
Linda Carson, ABC7, would you not eat my pants?
Oh my god!
One more time.
Linda Carson, ABC7, would you not eat my pants?
Oh, shit. We're fucking dying over here.
Oh, my God.
I saved this for last. Excuse me. There's tons more. And you got to watch the link. It's fantastic. But this one was my favorite. It wasn't on the video because this just happened like a couple days ago. There's a woman. Her name is Brooke Graham. She works out of Salt Lake City, Utah. The backstory on her is that she doesn't do well with high altitudes or cold weather. She gets like nauseous and a little whatever, like
dizzy,
right? So of course, of all the people they send to a mountain, a ski resort, they send her. So, and this is what happens. She's trying to explain what these two instructors will do for however much it costs to get ski lessons. But just check it out.
Hi, you guys. So I'm here with Richard and Katie from the Utah Nordic Alliance of Utah, and you guys are teaching me how to cross country ski. So give us some base.
She just fell.
She passed out.
Okay. Yes. Now, I'm going to toss it back to you guys. I just slipped and fell, so we'll have more, but tell people the basics of coming up here and paying $7. You just come up, you pay $7, anybody can come up.
So she's talking, and like midway through her speech, she literally, it falls back. It's like a movie.
Yeah,
slow motion just falls right back as she's talking. Holding.
She has like a smile on her face, and the guy tries to save her, but fails miserably.
Yeah. She's like falls right back, and you just hear this thud. Like. But listen to her speech. You can almost tell she was starting to go out in the very beginning.
Yes.
Because then when she starts talking again after the fall, she sounds more normal. Like, now she sounds drunk.
Hi, you guys. So I'm here with Richard and Katie from the Utah Nordic Alliance of Utah, and you guys are teaching me how to cross country ski. So give us some bass.
This is a bass.
Can you hear that, by the way? She makes a little...
Yeah, you hear it.
Listen. I don't know if people at home.
That's the noise
hear that.
You make when your head slams against the ground.
Yeah, just ask Schumacher. The fucking race car driver that's in a coma right now because he slipped on the ski. Oh, shit. Oh, man. That's why I watch the news, because you just never know what's going to happen.
This is true.
That and, what's her face?
Kay Smith-Hall.
Thank you.
I love her.
That's right. How could you not? Fucking gorgeous. I'm going to get in trouble for this one day, too. You watch. For saying, keep talking about Casey McDonald. Eventually, I'm going to end up being single. I'm starting to become infatuated with this woman.
She was at my job the other day.
Hi, guys. I just met her. Really? Yeah, fantastic. She has some nice titties.
I'm glad she does.
She does have some nice titties.
She does. She really does. That would be me if I saw her. Why was she at your work the other day?
She goes on the shows all the time for the Fanatic.
Why didn't you call me?
I was actually going to take a selfie with her and send it to you.
Oh, my God. It would have been like,
But she was gone by the time I got down there.
Nah, it's okay. I probably would never leave the house if I had a picture of her on my phone. Actually, my friend from work has a picture of her on his phone. He does camera work. Like, he's also a cameraman besides working with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a picture of her working out in a gym.
Like, stalker.
No. They were doing a segment? Yeah, they were
doing
a thing, and she had, like, she was, like, all whatever.
Gym closed out.
Man. It looks like her workout clothes were painted on her body.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't even try to pull a piece of...
spandex.
Like, yeah.
Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, right. My phone vibrated. There was a breakup text. You're out!
How mad would you be if, like, Missy got to go down on her?
I would be mad.
I think you would be.
No, I wouldn't be mad. If Missy got to go down, no, yeah. I wouldn't be mad at all. Why would I be mad about that?
I think you'd be jealous.
Oh, of course I'd be, but I wouldn't be like mad jealous. I'd be like, man, I wish I was me. No, I would tell you to not brush your teeth.
Oh my God.
Just come in and burp in my face once.
Ew.
You're into some freaky shit.
C7, would you not eat my pants?
You hear people laugh? Holy shit, that was the first time I heard people laugh.
Carson, ABC7, would you not eat my pants?
Oh my God, so many people!
All the people in the studio were laughing at her when it went back to them.
Her scream is like she's getting murdered. She fucking knocked you over.
Oh shit.
Psycho.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Oh God. Gotta love it, man.
He's a fag.
Oh my God. Fucking crying. I could listen to that scream all day.
Oh my God, it's nuts.
Linda Carson, ABC7, would you not eat my pants?
I love it.
You have to see the way she goes down too. She goes down hard.
Yeah,
this thing
does.
Rammed the shit out of her. And she, like, head first, she goes into the floor.
She's her like, legs flail up.
Oh, man. That was awesome. Thank you, news.
Good.
Speaking of news, we were talking about, well, I guess we could talk about it. We all saw it. The second Ron Burgundy.
Oh, yeah.
Anchorman 2.
Anchorman 2.
And we all have different, well, you guys are on the same boat. You guys think it was like.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I was really disappointed. I was expecting it to be funnier than it was. And I was kind of funny. Like,
I thought it was hysterical. I laughed the entire fucking
movie.
Some
so
of it
much.
Was just, I love the concept of it. Like, I like that it's like cable news, like CNN basically is what it was. But, you know, the cast was great. Fucking Steve Carell was the funniest thing about the movie.
Yeah, he was awesome.
But, I don't know. It seemed like they were doing a lot of recycling of the older shit, you know, and they were pushing it in there. And
like what?
Well, I mean, obviously the fight scene.
The fight scene, but it was more dramatic.
Way more dramatic. And that's the thing. They went overboard with it, I think. I think it just got to the point where it was like, and it was long. It was a long.
It was
long,
really long.
It's a long fight sequence. I mean, it was just, it
the
was
fight
just more people.
Was good.
Showing up.
Because it was another
I was happy.
You
the only thing I liked about that, I was so happy to see Vince Vaughn come back.
Yeah.
I was like, where's Wes Mantooth?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as I was sitting there in the movie, they're like, no Wes Mantooth? Really? Like, they have all these characters. They had fucking Harrison Ford in the movie.
I know.
And you're not going to get Vince Vaughn in it? Like, really? Like, is
Harrison Ford probably costs less at this point.
You think?
At this point?
I don't know, man. I think the guy.
I have
still
a funny story with that. When I went and saw Anchorman, it was like an advanced screening for my job, and the director Adam McKay.
Yeah,
he was there.
Right.
And we did like a Q&A with him afterwards, and somebody asked him like, "Oh, how the hell did you get Harrison Ford in it?" Because they were like asking like, "Is there anybody you asked that didn't want to be in it?" And they asked Obama and Oprah. They both said no,
right.
But everybody else said yeah. And Harrison Ford just did it because he did it, but he's never even saw the first Anchorman.
No,
they
I heard
said that,
that
while he was, they were making it, he would be like confused of why they were doing certain things, and right. he'd be like, "Why are we going to do that?"
Right.
He's like, "Why am I turning into a werewolf?" And they're like, and he's yeah. like, just go with it. Just go with it.
That's actually one of the reasons that, like, that's like something that bothered me. That was just, I mean, the
well,
movie's
the whole
already,
fight scene was overboard.
It was completely
I mean,
over the
I
top.
Know, the whole thing was a stretch, but then you're like, that was a, like, come on, really? Like, stop it.
I thought some of them was pretty witty. Like, I liked when Tina Fey and Amy Poehler
That
came
was
out.
Fun. That was funny. I liked that they showed up.
Yeah, we were quoting that, like, for, like, the next week at work.
Yeah, that was funny. Like, I thought that was a good part of that scene. There was a couple yeah. good parts, of, but there was some that was just like, why?
Like, yeah, like Kirsten Dunst on top of the building.
Was that Kirsten Dunst? Yeah. I couldn't tell.
And
I
no, like, well, they didn't want to put a close-up of her ugly fucking face.
Her gums. My girlfriend actually called it. I'm so surprised because my girlfriend doesn't know shit about anything when it comes to movies. She doesn't. She's horrible. Like
she knows Kirsten
like, we'll
Dunst.
Be watch- yeah, she'll be like, oh, look, that's the girl from Spider-Man. I'm like, no, it isn't.
Yeah, you're just a woman with a small brain.
And she got it right. I can't believe like yeah. we'll be watching something and she'll like say the most like just obscure references. She'll be like I don't know what we were watching something the other day. She's like, that's the guy from Breaking Bad. She's talking about Hank.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a bald actor. He was like nobody famous. I was like, that's not Hank. She's like, yes, it is.
It was Charlie Murphy.
We'll argue about it too because I'm. You know me. I know my movies. Right. Right. We always have had these discussions. And like I'm pretty good at spotting an actor. Like I saw Hank in Lethal Weapon 2. Mm-hmm. I saw him in Total Recall. I can actually
the new one.
No, the old oh, one. Shit. Yeah. He was in a lot of those early mid 80 movies.
Fuck.
Like as small he was in The Negotiator.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy that that Samuel acted like he killed, the cop that came in the window.
Right.
All right. So, like I know who Hank is, you know. Right. She's like, "That's Hank." I'm like, "No, it's not." And I'll rewind it and pause it and we'll be staring at the guy's face. I'm like, "That's not
Why
Hank."
Why don't you just IMDb it?
I do.
Okay.
And that's when it finally I win the argument.
Okay.
No offense, but you don't exactly know what you're talking about.
Well, I thought it was,
my pants.
I thought it was Kirsten Dunst, but since I was staying, I made sure to pay attention during the credits, and that's when I was like, "Oh, shit,
oh by the way, I stayed as long as I could." Did anything happen when the credits were over?
Yeah,
yeah, it was dumb.
It was stupid.
It was dumb.
No, it was very dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, really? It was dumber than what I saw.
Yeah.
How
it
bad
was
it? What was it? Tell me, because I'm not going back to watch
They're
it.
They're underneath the table.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of goes into a close up of his face. And what? Then he says something.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was so stupid.
Yeah, it wasn't. I was like, I waited 5 minutes for
it
that.
Wasn't even funny. It's like they knew you were going to wait, so they were like,
so,
fuck
yeah,
you.
So they just put something
the
really dumb.
The fucking projectionist up in the fucking booth was looking in. He's like, we were the last two in there, but we were standing up, slowly walking towards the back, the exit. And he's just waiting. He's like, come on. Because he wanted to stop the movie. Because he's like, this is stupid.
The right. fuck
yeah.
It was stupid the last night.
And we just finally, she had to go to the bathroom. I was like, ah, fuck it. We waited long enough. Let's
no,
just go.
It's at the very end. It's so stupid.
Because yeah. I thought they'd have at least bloopers or something. No. I'm like, was praying for it. I wanted to leave
no,
it
No, you're
going
to have to buy the fucking $48 DVD when it comes out.
I don't think so. No. Pre-owned, maybe. But, yeah, I was disappointed. I mean, it was funny
I loved
parts.
It.
There was definitely funny parts, but.
Yeah, I was dying.
I laughed my fucking
I was
ass
laughing
off.
So hard.
I didn't like...
I thought the movie itself was kind of stupid.
The whole thing with Greg off. Kinnear was dumb. Fucking dumb.
I love that.
It was funny.
That
shit.
Was
He's
dumb.
Like, you're reading my mind.
And at the end,
and
when
then he
was.
Speaking,
that was horrible. I'm so pissed about
he
that.
He floated.
That was so
it was
bad.
So great.
See, I can't believe it. That's nothing like the first movie. Like, it got dumber from the first movie. What?
The point is for it to be dumb.
No. The first one was like kind of dumb, but not dumb.
Well, the first one
it was just
was
silly.
More reality. This one was more fantasy.
But that's what I mean. Like it's like stop. Why didn't you just do? Why can't you do another?
And I hear you. That's why I said
it would have been funnier.
The movie was dumb, but I laughed my fucking ass off the entire.
See, I
movie.
Thought it would have been better if they stuck to a more reality type thing. You know, I mean,
I didn't like when Ron was blind.
Again.
That was stupid.
That part of the movie I actually didn't like.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like this, that's when I was getting mad.
That part I didn't like.
And I was looking at her and I was like, do we have time to sneak into another theater to go see something else? Because this
and that
is
was
terrible.
Like, there was only like, what, 20 minutes left in the movie at that point.
Actually, that whole blind thing was like 20 minutes long.
I didn't like the blind thing.
It was,
and the jokes weren't funny in the blind thing. It was like, okay, Ron's feeding you dominoes, and like, okay, like it didn't make any sense. It was stupid.
No, it was bad.
So I agree. I didn't like that part.
It was bad.
I did like that Baxter saves him from the shark, though.
See, again,
I like that
whole shark thing. That was so fucking bad. That was just
hilarious.
Like, Adam McKay should probably lose one ball for doing this movie. Because he really, dropped the ball, really. All the more reason why he should have came up with a better fucking script. He had enough time.
He did have
It's not like
time.
He had to squeeze a sequel in. I mean, come on. Seriously. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, you couldn't have thought anything better. Kudos on who you got for the movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to argue that.
The cameos were outstanding. Absolutely.
Every cameo that was, except for Kanye.
I thought it was funny.
No, it wasn't. Oh my god, I can't believe you guys thought that was funny.
He was MTV. It was.
Yeah, but he wasn't
hilarious.
Even funny. You could see he couldn't even act. Like, that wasn't funny. It was stupid. They could have got somebody better. I think it would have been funny if they actually got some original MTV, like
BJ's.
Yes.
Yeah, that would have been pretty funny.
If they wanted to get, like, a rapper who could act, they should have got, like, Ice Cube for that part. That would have been a funny cameo.
Absolutely. And we all know Ice Cube can fucking act.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking to you, big titties. Yeah, no, seriously, like, he would have been a way better, anybody would have been a way better choice. I mean, there's other, T.I.'s a better fucking actor.
Yeah,
than
I would have been down with T.I.
But even then, it would have been like, why him? It could have got anybody.
Kanye's like huge right now, so like, that's why.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, seriously, that was so fucking terrible.
Oh, you know who would have been good? Puffy.
Yes.
Poppy
absolutely.
Really good.
It would have been awesome.
Yeah.
He's a fucking funny guy.
He is funny.
Yeah.
Puffy was fucking awesome in Made.
He was awesome in Made. He was awesome in that Get Him to the Greek.
Holy shit, he was awesome.
You know what?
Phenomenal.
He was good in the Carlito's Way. The newer one.
Oh, The Rise to Power? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a bad actor.
No, he's not.
And
he has
good comedic timing because Get Him to the Greek, he fucking stole the show.
Yes,
he was funny.
Yeah,
I was like, I watched it and I'm like, holy shit,
you
Puffy's
know
the man.
How many fucking Jordans I gotta buy?
And who told you Red Dragon?
Like, yeah.
You fat fuck.
I just got hit by a car and I'm answering my phone.
Yeah. Again, like the shark.
I like the shark.
That was fucking bad, man.
He saves him from the bear in the first one.
I'd expect an Adam Sandler movie to go that way, not a Will Ferrell movie. Honestly. Will Ferrell, like, you watch any Will Ferrell movie, hardly any of them go that route. You know what I mean? Like, none of them really go that far into ridiculousness. Like, I was watching The Campaign the other day. By the way, that movie gets funnier every
time
I watch it.
It's hysterical.
That shit cracks me.
I have never seen it.
You have to see it.
I'll watch it.
Fucking.
You have.
Oh, my
God. It's so fucking funny.
And
how about nobody asking me how my hand is doing after that punch of that iron-like jaw of that baby?
And you know who's... Jason Sudeikis is fucking hysterical in this movie.
I love him.
Dermot Mulroney, whatever his name is.
Yes, the guy from the first... He's
awesome in this movie.
American Horror Story.
Yeah, he's awesome in this movie. He's like this fucking piece of shit asshole that some company hires to like get Marty Huggins, Zach Galifianakis' character, to be a better candidate, to be votable or whatever, likable. He's that part when he comes into the house when he's drunk. And he's like, what the fuck is this? He's like, I'm out doing work and you're in here just messing around with the fuck along gang. He kicks the kids out, tells them to go to bed. He tells his wife to get the fuck out of there. And she's like, are you going to let him talk to me like that? He's like, I swear to God, I'll eat you. Right. It's so funny.
I have to say it.
It is really good.
It didn't do well in the theaters, though. That's weird.
It didn't do great. It didn't do horrible, though. I don't think it did.
Anchorman just passed 100 million.
I know, but that's only because...
The name's behind it.
Yeah, I mean, there's been movies like that in the past where people waited for that sequel and they just went out and just saw it, you know. And just,
well, I was glad that they focused more on Brick, too.
That was great.
Yeah, because he's my
favorite. And you know what? What's her name? The chick that plays his love interest?
Kristen Wiig?
She was awesome
in the
movie.
She was so good.
She was, I didn't understand a word she said.
Yeah, she didn't make
but
any
that
sense.
Was funny. Like, that was funny.
That was great.
But it didn't, you know, and then the part where there was that little scrum, and then she comes up and, like, a piece of her dress is torn off right at the tit. Like, that was kind of funny.
That was really funny.
But yeah, I mean, there's some shit I was like, what the fuck? You know, they were just forcing stuff in there, I felt. And it wasn't, I don't know, I just think it was...
I liked it.
Disappointment.
I think that you're being overcritical of it.
You know why? Because I love the first one so much. From the first moment I saw it until like the 100th time I saw it.
You can't compare it to that.
But why not? It's the same fucking movie.
Because it's like, you know how you're sick of the same, like old jokes. So it's like, haha, I love Lamp, all that other crap from the first one. This was like a brand new batch of the same jokes, but different. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Well, it was like new one-liners, new funny things, like new stupid. Like I went into it not thinking it was going to be a sequel, that it was going to be a brand new movie, and that's why I loved it so much.
Okay.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
It's not idiotic. I'm just not saying it correctly.
Smart.
Probably.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, when comedies, when there's sequels to comedy, it's so hard to write, I think, a better story than the original. But I think for the first half of the movie, Anchorman was, like, I thought it was great the way it was basically the creation of CNN.
The first,
I thought that was a great idea.
That's my point, though.
And then it just got crazy.
I enjoyed the first half of the movie. The second half of the movie, I was really falling out of love with it. Like, I was just like, this is
I just thought
awful.
It got dumb, but I still laughed my ass
but
off.
You thought, like, for a second, you're like, you're watching, like, wow, this is getting dumb. You know,
once
you're
he
thinking,
went blind, that's when the movie went downhill.
I'm trying to remember. I mean, I'm having a hard time remembering, but there's other things that bother me about it that I was like, really?
Like, when he started, it sounds like you started not liking him when he started to try and get back with Veronica.
Possibly, could
have
been even sooner,
like,
too.
Maybe. Sooner than that?
I think so. The movie was kind of long. It was a two-hour movie.
Yeah, but it's 2 hours. It's not that long.
Well, I mean, the average comedy is like fucking 90
an
minutes.
Hour and a half,
yeah, it's like, that was an extra half an hour of bullshit. So,
stop being blind.
It was pretty fucking bad. I thought it was. That second half. I mean, honestly, the movie theater could have blacked out halfway through the movie, and I would have been like, wow, that was awesome. You know? But it just, I don't know, it was just, there was no, I didn't, like, really laugh hard like I did in the first one. The first one, I pissed myself. Oh, like, when Jack Black punted the dog over the bridge, I fucking lost it. There was nothing like that in this movie.
Brick, when he had the green pants on.
No. Yes, that was funny. I'm saying.
That had me on the ground.
Yeah, that was the funniest part of the movie for me. That and the part where, and I already seen it, so it wasn't new for me. But the part when they're in the RV.
Yeah, that was
and no
funny
one's
too.
Driving, and they're like, hey, why do you have a bag of bowling balls? The slow motion part, I laughed.
That was funny.
When Brick was getting hit with the bowling balls, that shit was funny.
And he's eating an ice cream cone out of nowhere.
Yes. Yeah, like, that was funny. Like, I was laughing at that. But it was like slowly got worse as the movie went on.
I can,
like,
see where you get that. But I like the ending because I like the shark.
Again, it doesn't make fucking sense at all.
It's not supposed
the whole
to.
Blind thing, and then the shark, and then the shark at the end. Like, are you fucking serious? It doesn't make sense. It's just, I don't want to sit there and say don't see it. I mean, you watched the first one, you waited 10 years for the second one. I would have seen it regardless, even if you told me it was terrible. Because
you want to make your own assumption.
Right. I wish you did tell me it was terrible. That way I probably would have been saying different things now. Chris made it sound like it was...
I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah,
it was
he
great.
Kept saying that. I was like, wow, I guess I got to say
it. I saw it twice. I loved it both times.
Talk about Chris. Me and Chris are normally on the same page. You and I don't see eye to eye with music. So I can only imagine how our movie taste would be.
Well, she didn't like Dumb and Dumber.
Exactly.
I didn't.
Exactly.
I tried to like it, watch it again, and
see,
I didn't get
do
it.
So you think Anchorman 2 is funnier than Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
I want to stop the show right now.
I just don't get Dumb and Dumber. Maybe later on in life, but I still don't.
That movie.
I even try
is
to
the
send
first
her.
Of its kind.
I like Ace Ventura better.
Okay, and that's fine.
I watched that
that's
earlier
fine.
Today, actually.
Yeah, that's fine.
I love
both of the Ace Ventura movies. My point is, Dumb and Dumber was the first of its kind. The closest thing to it was the Three Stooges back in the day.
So you don't think there's something about Mary was similar to Dumb and Dumber?
Not at all.
It had
that's
that
a
same
totally
kind of
movie.
Like dark comedy where like things are.
Dumb
gross
and Dumber wasn't a dark comedy.
It was gross.
What do you mean it was gross?
Like the snot thing and like the poop thing in the like where he keeps pooping.
Yeah, but you didn't see it.
But you heard it.
So what?
I don't like that. Well,
you're a weirdo.
I know. You just bring the show to a halt.
I'm sorry. I'm allowed to have a difference of opinion.
That's the show. It just passed out.
You're dumb.
I'm not the only person in the world that doesn't like Dumb and Dumber.
I think you might be.
No, hold on a second. I again, I don't know why. Your strange ways come up in my life now. There's a guy at my job. We were talking about this last week. We were talking about movies. Where he has never seen Dumb and Dumber.
How old is he?
30.
A fucking weirdo.
Right? He's a weirdo. He's a fucking weirdo. He's like one of those action role-playing game guys.
Oh, no.
Like Dungeons and Dragons?
Like in, what the hell is that called, that movie?
Role Models?
Yes. Yeah. Well,
you're a faggot, all right?
He never came out and told us, but we saw the fake swords in the back of his car.
I love cock.
Oh, my God.
But he said, he's like, I'm not a big fan of the 90s comedy set. He's like, I didn't like that genre. He likes the older ones. Like, he likes Stripes and Blazing Saddles, and which I appreciate. Sure. Mm-hmm. I love it. I was just watching Stripes the last 2 days.
Actually, it's been on. Older than that.
What is?
The Jerk.
That's a great movie.
I love that
fucking
movie.
Great movie.
Love it.
And I understand, and I can appreciate that, but, you know, again, you saying you don't like 90s comedy means you don't like Ace Ventura, you don't like Dumb and Dumber. You don't
I like Ace Ventura.
You know. No, I know. I'm saying him. I'm saying him.
Are they still making a new Dumb and Dumber, or did they stop? Because it was like anybody could talk about for a week, and now
that's what
talking.
I hear. I didn't hear anything about when it's coming out or if it's done or whatever.
Maybe I'll like that one. I tried. I watched it again. Everyone was laughing around me but me. I felt like a fucking leper. I know. I'm sorry. I tried.
I just don't get that.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
There has to be like a dark rooted reason, and I'm not really sure.
Is it? Are you offended by the name?
No, like
you hear it a lot.
The thing is
that's her name's for her tits, Dumb and Dumber.
Before I saw it, I had this friend that would constantly quote it.
Harry Lloyd.
Like he would always quote it all the time.
Right.
And so then I watched it, and I was like, okay, I don't get why this is that funny to you. Because he made it seem, he overhyped it. Like, I guess what Chris did to you for Anchorman 2. So when I watched it, I was like, it's ain't as funny as you're making it out to be. And then I just never watched
it
again.
But to say that Anchorman 2 is funnier than Dumb and Dumber, it's just ridiculous.
To me it is, though. But that's more my kind of sense of humor.
That doesn't make sense to me, because Dumb and Dumber is like...
It has gross humor in it that I don't like.
See, there's a hole in your story, because there have been some gross comedies in the last 5-6 years that are nasty,
mm-hmm.
and I know you didn't hate them. I'm
like
trying to
what?
I'm trying to think what has come out that has like nasty humor, like gross humor.
Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Zach and Mary Make a Porno. Did you not like that movie?
No, I like Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
That had a lot of gross stuff.
That had a lot of gross
shit. When Scott from Clerks got shit on.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the first thing I
Do
thought
you
when
this
you said
shit?
That. Yeah.
Yeah, like what happened there?
Yeah, that is gross.
What happened there?
I don't know.
There was nothing that gross in Dumb and Dumber. Nothing.
No, I agree with you. I don't know. There's got to be
See,
a reason.
See, that's why I don't believe, I don't buy your excuse.
Well, then what is it? If I knew it was my real excuse, I would say it.
I'm just saying, I don't buy the gross thing.
That's the only thing I can get.
The movie wasn't as gross as you're making it out to be. There's been grosser movies. I'm trying to think. There was something gross that happened in Sarah Marshall besides, what's his name's Dick Flopper. That was fucking gross for me anyway. But something happened in the movie.
What was grosser, his dick or his balls or his asshole?
Whatever. Yeah.
I think it was the fact that it was so overplayed beforehand. Like, I had this friend, you don't understand.
Yeah, but you also when was the first time you saw the movie? The movie came out in what, 1994?
Probably 2000 or something. Yeah, and it was like
6 years
all
to watch
the
it.
Time. Everybody with the fucking things all the time. So when I saw it, I think it was that. It was just like, I fucking already saw this. Heard this 1,000 times, so I'm hearing it again.
So, okay, so I'm just...
It was all the time.
I'm just picking shit off the top of my head, all right? So you didn't think it was funny when he sold the dead bird to the blind kid.
No, like, and
you
I...
You sold Petey?
And I get it, like, I get
Harry,
it.
I took care of it.
You didn't think that was funny?
No, like, that's what I mean. Like, all the parts that you always say, I think are funny. But they just don't make me laugh. That's what I mean. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that didn't make you laugh. That
no, but I thought it was funny. I just didn't laugh.
What about the part where he got the old lady to get the beer, hold the beer.
Don't you
and she got robbed.
Yeah, he got robbed. And he came back and he was crying.
It's like predictable or something. I don't know.
All right, but most movies are predictable. At least for me, they are, and it doesn't stop me from.
I just don't understand why it's so important. Like, I don't understand why it doesn't just get lumped in with comedies. Why it's
because
like,
it's one of the best comedies of its time.
It was one of the best, and also it was like a new type of comedy.
Like I thought, Liar Liar was funnier than Dumb and Dumber.
Liar Liar was a great movie, but it wasn't.
And I love all Jim Carrey.
And you know what? That comes down to opinions, which is the funnier Jim Carrey movie. But to not like Dumb and Dumber, it doesn't make sense. Like, how can you like Ace Ventura and Liar Liar and other Jim Carrey movies and not like Dumb and Dumber?
I love Jim Carrey. He's one of my favorite actors.
I got that, but
I don't know.
It's almost un-American. It's un-American, damn it.
No, I think I need to get like hypnotized and find out why I really don't like it, because I don't understand.
I have a more legitimate beef not to like Kings of Leon than you having not liking.
I'm not denying that.
I mean,
I'm not. You know, it makes me feel abnormal. I'm not even gonna lie.
I mean, that's like saying I love Foo Fighters, but I hate The Colors and the Shape Out. What? It's like one of their best albums, not the best. Like,
I know. I don't know why. I don't know why I don't like it.
I love the Foo Fighters. I cannot stand Hero. You know, it's like,
well, I love Kings of Leon. I don't like Sex and
I
Fire.
Love Star Wars. I fucking hate Darth Vader. What? It doesn't make sense. How could you hate Darth Vader? Probably one of the best villains of all time and one of the greatest.
Don't make me destroy you.
I get where you're coming from. I don't know. It has to be some type of psychological disorder. I think everyone thinks I'm crazy for not liking it.
Is there somebody in the movie you hate?
I'm not gay, but I hate pussy.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what else to come up with. That's got to be it for me. Yeah, I mean, there's just parts. I mean, even flashing back now, I'm thinking about parts in the movie. Even the ones that people don't reference a lot. Like, remember when they were sitting in the hot tub and Harry was talking about the girl that he was in love with?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Lloyd is like, what happened? Meanwhile, it was Lloyd that banged her.
Right, right.
I mean, that was funny.
I mean, even this part.
Get off the phone.
Yes. I was fucking crying and laughing the first time I saw that.
And then he punches the dude.
Punches him through the glass.
Get Ryan off the... Get off the... what else was funny in that movie? When he got his tongue stuck. That was a Christmas Story moment. It was nostalgic. You remember A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
You remember when he stuck his tongue in a light?
I do.
Yeah. Well, when he did that, that brought me back. I was like, oh, my God. That was so funny. And he's like, anybody have a cup of warm water? And, like, spit came out. Like, that shit was funny. I just don't understand the diarrhea part. I thought was great.
Yeah. Fuck, the first minute of the movie.
Wait.
When he's driving a limo.
I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry. But one of the funniest, it may be the funniest part of the movie is when Harry is out with the, what's her name? Miss Samsonite, Miss Swanson. When he's out with her on the slope and she starts like throwing like little pieces.
And he starts like lugging things at her?
Out of nowhere, he pelts her in the face, point blank range with a full blown snowball.
That's funny.
I lost every bit of oxygen when I saw it in the theater. I literally got up and fell to my knees in the movie theater. I could not believe
it. I should have watched it in 1992 or whenever then.
94.
I was late to the game, and I'd already seen funnier things.
Yeah, but I mean, you're late to the game with Breaking Bad. You're late to the game with Dexter. You still like it. Dexter started fucking 8 years ago.
I feel like I'm going to be obsessed with Breaking Bad.
You are going to be obsessed. It's going to be your new Dexter. You'll see. I don't understand I can understand you saying, you know, like I get, oh, I think Liar Liar is funnier. Because it's, you know, it's closer to what you like as opposed to. But to not say that Dumb and Dumber is even funny is just like,
I know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't think I've ever met anybody didn't like Dumb and Dumber.
Me neither.
You know how insane I feel?
You are insane.
Because it's not like I'm saying it to be edgy or anything. Crazy, I want insane. To fucking like it.
Yeah, I wish you did. Wouldn't have wasted 20 minutes on this. But this all stemmed from how bad Anchorman 2 was for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was dumb, but I laughed my fucking balls off.
I laughed a lot, too.
I wish, I don't know. I wish I hadn't seen a preview for. Fuck, some of the Dodge commercials were funnier than parts of the movie. I'm not lying.
Dodge commercials are
seriously,
funny.
I'm not lying. Some of the Dodge commercials were funnier than some parts in that fucking movie. I just didn't get it. I was like, really?
Maybe once you say it again, you'll like it.
Well, I said to him, I said, it's probably going to be one of them movies where I watch it 10 times on cable and think it's funnier, but it's not going to make me like the shark part.
Probably not.
No, it's not, because it's just, I was just like, why? Why did you do, like, why couldn't you have done something else with this?
Like, you're like, why time? A shark?
No, not, fuck animals in general or whatever. Like, why? Why couldn't you, why a blind thing? Why couldn't you have done, you could have done anything else. I would rather him been a drunk again, drinking milk. Then seeing what I saw, I probably still would have chuckled if he was drinking milk on a hot day.
Yeah.
You know, that would have probably made me laugh more than what I saw. And it was just, you know, his kid was a horrible actor too.
His kid was creepy as fuck.
He was creepy. He's like
Hello,
a little fucking
father.
Demon child.
He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I would have expected his kid
to be a little bit more like
manly.
Or like Ron. Like, that's, here again, this is what I liked in the beginning of the movie. The way he was talking to his kid like a grown-up.
Yeah.
And he was like, that was funny.
That was really funny.
That was funny. I appreciated that. I was like, oh, this is going to be good, you know. And then it just systematically got worse and worse. I'm like,
grr.
You know, I would have rather seen the last half of the movie with just Wes Mantooth fucking, you know, playing with some girl's nipples or something. Like, it really was
Kirsten Dunst.
Ridiculous. Like, don't you think it would have been funnier if they brought back Luke Wilson with, like, no arms?
Yeah.
That would have been funny, right? Yeah. Or Tim Robbins back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the other cameos they got in the past. I thought it would have been funny if they did that.
Ben Stiller,
as much as I hate that motherfucker,
again,
I would have.
He was funny in Telemundo thing.
Yeah.
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 I realize it's...
Of course.
It's supposed to be, you know, years later or whatever, but, I mean, they're on the other side of the country. You can't bring back every cameo from the first one.
Because they were all local news.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And it's not like they were local, like, Philadelphia
it's
news.
New York. Everybody's in fucking New York at some
point. It was San Diego before.
Well, what was Wes Mantooth doing in New York then?
He was on his motorcycles with his crew.
I don't know. What the fuck were they doing in New York, though? Going by what you're saying, what were they doing?
I have no idea.
No. I don't know. I was just disappointed. We were tossing the idea of going to see that or that movie with De Niro and Stallone, Grudge Match, which I think looks pretty funny from the commercial.
I haven't seen any commercials for it.
You haven't? Jesus, they can't stop fucking playing them.
I know.
They're
watch
all
TV.
Over. That's why you don't know anything.
I know. That's why I have to take everyone's word for it. Now when people tell me to watch something, I'm immediately starting to watch it.
Yeah. Blacklist. My brother watched the first episode. He thinks it's good. So I think you'll like it.
When's that come on?
The first half of the season already went. First 8-10 episodes already went. And the second half of the season starts in January. A couple weeks, I think.
When's Bates Motel come back?
A couple weeks.
Because I already watched
that
or first
February.
Season.
That or February. There's some other shit coming back on. Oh, The Following comes on next week, right?
Next week or the week after.
Yeah.
I see billboards for that. Yeah. Kevin Bacon's in that?
Yes. Yeah. You never seen that either?
That's really good.
That's like Edgar Allan Poe or something-ish.
No, it's the villain is a writer and / teacher.
Oh.
Like college instructor. And Edgar Allan Poe was like his whatever.
End all be all.
But no, it was like his inspiration or whatever.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing. But he was, whatever. I mean, it's really good, though.
Okay.
I would say it's more on the Dexter side of shows than it is on anything else.
Okay.
But I think it's somewhat darker than Dexter.
I like dark.
Yeah. Pretty graphic for a show on Fox, I'll tell you that much.
Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. So I'm pretty shocked, but I think it's going to be...
Yeah, I almost didn't watch it because it was on Fox.
Yeah.
Because it was on network TV.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's going to get canceled after the season
anyway.
Yeah,
and that's the problem with network TVs. Like, you start to like something and they fucking get rid of it.
They do. Well, like, no notice. It's just like, sorry, this isn't doing well at the end.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Sorry, we tried 3 episodes.
They do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember the Chicago Code?
Yep.
Great fucking
cop
show.
Yeah, you love that.
Great cop show. And they took it off the air. So after the first season, I was like, why? That was one of the best endings to a show I've ever seen. And you just took it off the air. There was a show back in the day, a few years back, called The Black Donnellys. Only one season. Olivia Wilde was in it. It was a fantastic show. Fantastic
show. Well.
I guess not. They took it off the air, but I thought it was great. It was a great dark show. Like, it was, you know, it was fucked up. And took it off the air. And it's like, you know, and I hate when they cancel shows that did well for a while, like Heroes.
Yep.
And then it just sucks.
No, it didn't suck. I thought it was fine. I thought it was coming to its end.
Well, when it went on Sci-Fi, didn't they still play new ones?
No.
No, they never did.
No, they were done. They were done.
I don't even remember how that show ended.
It didn't have an ending.
It didn't end?
That's my point. Same thing with The Unit. The Unit was a great show. It's a military type show. It's the same four guys doing military ops every week in a different place. I liked it. It was great. They did five fucking seasons. They didn't get a chance to do an ending. CBS canceled them.
Holy shit.
And I'm like, why would you
just not? I
can't believe
Heroes. Heroes was humongous.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
Shit.
I know. They didn't even finish it. They were talking about doing a movie to end
it
all. I didn't
hear that.
They didn't do that. And it's like, all right, well, what the fuck are you guys doing now?
Yeah, they were going to do that with Firefly, too, and they didn't. Well, actually, they did have a Firefly movie, I think. It's another, like, science fiction show.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah? What's it about?
The future. Like, space and shit.
They canceled it?
Yeah.
How long was it on?
Not long. Like a season or two?
Well, with your explanation, I'm not surprised they canceled it.
I know. I wasn't real into it, but...
Was it a
space and
tomorrow?
It was a long time ago.
When did it first start? It sounds familiar. I just don't remember. When did
it come on? 2001 or 2 or something. It was a long time ago. And then they wind up having a movie about it, I think, but it was like really bad. Apparently the movie was really bad.
Did it come out in the theaters and everything?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I got most of that knowledge about that show from Big Bang. Because they love it on Big Bang.
Huh. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I know it sounds familiar, I just don't know what the fuck, like, what it's about. You say the future, it's a little vague.
I think it was like think it was like the end of the world or something.
Okay.
I think it was
Doc Brown
like
was
that.
There.
Oh, shut up.
Marty! You gotta come with me to the future!
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong, Doc? What's wrong, Doc? Shaky bastard.
Oh, excuse me.
Linda Carson, ABC7, would you not eat my pants?
Everyone laughing. Oh my god.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Alright, let's
wrap it up.
Yeah, let's get ready to roll out here.
Alright guys, thanks for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. We will be back next week. You can send us an email or give us a call, 856-381-4500. Email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Also go to iTunes and subscribe to us and leave us a review and download the Riotcast app and listen to all the other awesome shows. Bitches.
Donate, bitch.
Oh, and donate. The donate button works now. Yeah, so go on the website. Go on riotcast.com. Click on the jerks. Click on the donate button.
And send us some money.
And send us some money because you love us.
Jordan Faceback. Swoosh! And that's the game! Nothing further!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.